Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Welcome to another week of N4G Radio. It's a Merry Christmas episode, plus Game of the Year, before 2010.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah!
We're not doing Game of the Year in March of 2010.
Although we probably should, with all this shit coming out next year.
Look at that little line of you. Look at your little line.
I am sorry! Oh, holy.
You're going to have to be more forceful.
Yeah.
Step up to the mic, son. But with us,
get on the mic.
Not
anybody,
on.
Anybody remember that terrible rap karaoke game? Get
oh,
on
yeah.
the mic.
Get on
PS2.
The mic.
Unfortunately,
look at your bars.
My bars are crazy.
Your bars are loud.
I'm a loud person.
Loud motherfucker. But we don't have anybody on Skype this week. They actually showed up.
I had to work it to get here.
You had to work it.
Yeah, man.
He was thumbing it and something else.
Wow.
And we have GambusCon.
Greetings, programs.
We have K-Dub in the Hizzle.
Yep, in the Hizzle.
And we have the Wombat.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, the rest of us need to work on getting awesome greetings like GambusCon has.
We didn't know. Well, it'll never happen.
Actually, let me,
I got
let me rephrase that. The rest of us need to work on being awesome like GambusCon is.
Well, that's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Even though, his, like I said, our greetings are, you know, they change.
Yeah.
His is the same.
His is static.
You suck. You're predictable, bitch.
Wow. Although I do love your Mega Man shirt and am considering and am considering beating you up and taking it after the show.
Oh.
Hi. Good evening.
So, just because it has Mega Man, not only does it have Mega Man on it, it has Rush on it as well.
Yes, that it does. And, yeah, I saw it at the place where grown men wear mascara, and I was like, yeah.
The place where good feelings go to die?
Yes. The place where you could actually buy True Blood. Not the show, the drink.
Wow.
Listen,
Hey, is that our special guest?
What special guest?
We got a special guest.
George H.W. Bush.
Wow.
Former president.
Yes. Yeah.
Renowned
Good
scholar.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm from Texas.
I'm from Ohio.
Don't mess with Texas.
I never planned on it.
And they proved it yesterday when they beat the Saints.
Oh, here
oh,
we go.
Oh, yeah!
You know what kills me is that the Saints losing is still not going to get your Panthers into the playoffs.
I'm aware of this, and I don't care. I just don't want to see them undefeated. And now I won't.
When the heat got on, you dug yourself a hole.
Yep. Sure did, to get away from the heat, because heat rises.
It does.
Yeah.
So you dug yourself a hole.
That's why you're a hole in the ground.
It's essential that I explain this properly.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to do the fondling first, which hopefully won't be too long. And then we're going to do Game of the Year. And then we can do questions. We're going to skip news because you probably know all the news.
Yeah, you know all the news. Plus, yeah. This time of year, the news isn't really all that crazy anymore.
But this is news for gamers.
Yeah.
I got some news for your ass.
It is news for gamers, though.
It is.
Here's some news. We're going to do our Game of the Year awards today.
That's newsworthy.
Yes.
That is newsworthy.
Quite newsworthy indeed.
So, Gambus.
Now, you tell me.
What's your fondling?
Oh,
wow.
Wow, you timed that really well. I mean, George W. timed that really well.
Hear me loud and clear.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All righty then. I didn't get to play much gaming this week, actually. As a matter of fact, I spent most of this past week waiting in lines at the checkout counters and waiting in
traffic. Christmas shopping?
Christmas shopping. Oh, yeah.
'Tis the season for crazy drivers to hit you.
Crazy drivers, slow traffic, lots of rude people. You know, the typical Christmas.
Typical Christmas.
'Tis the season.
'Tis the season. But,
la 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 la.
La la. Ka-ching.
Bazinga.
Okay, yeah. This week's fondling is very, how should I say, anticlimactic. Well, I mean, it's got a...
How should you say anticlimactic? Yeah. Just say anticlimactic. That'll work.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That'll work.
Anticlimactic.
It's what happens when you don't fondle it well.
Yeah. Okay, I played a demo for a game called Quicks++.
Thought it was Kicks. Is it Quicks? Kicks?
Q-I-X? Yeah, Kicks.
Kicks.
Okay,
like Kicks. Like a cereal?
Kicks++. This game is a...
this game is a game.
It's a game of chance.
It's a throwback the retro style.
Hop on the trolley.
Yeah.
Hey, neighbor.
Coming to you live from San Francisco.
Get on the soul train.
Hey, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor. But anyway, basically the game is like you got this giant rectangle that takes up the screen, and you're this object that you're tracing along the outer perimeter of the triangle, and there's this thing that's chasing you around the triangle, and then there's other enemies that are inside the triangle, and they're like going in at this pattern, and it's kind of a hard game to explain, but what you have to do is you have to cut through the rectangle.
Cut it.
And you have to cut at least 75% of the rectangle before you could go to the next stage. So in other words, you're trying to cut this rectangle while being chased and while enemies are trying to attack you from within the rectangle. And it has this very retro style. It's like neon color. Sound effects sound like they came from the 80s. It's got this like kind of like a techno beat. Where the it's got kind of this.
Why do you always ruin it?
Snap! Yeah. Why do you always ruin everything?
Yeah.
My God, man.
Yeah. Sorry, that got a little loud.
Yeah.
Next time, I'll have to take the headset off and yell it from across the room.
Why do you always ruin everything?
You're still louder than Jason. You're at 11. We need you to about 5.
We need you to dial that back.
Yeah. But yeah, it's it was a decent demo. I don't know how much it was going for. It might have been $10. Definitely not worth $10, but I'd pay 5 for it if it was.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a fiver. But played that.
Are you hitting him with a giant rubber bullet?
Oh, snap. You just got beat up by an inflatable Tekken 6 punching bag.
Yeah.
Which, coincidentally, is more entertaining than the game itself.
Snap.
Oh, snap.
I already snapped.
Another...
Can't double snap.
Can't double snap a triple snap.
Snap. But another game that I played was Uncharted 2.
Did you beat the first one?
No.
Shame on you.
Shame. For shame.
Shame, shame, shame.
But okay. How far are you now in Uncharted 2?
About an hour or so.
Sweet.
It's an amazing game.
So is the first one.
Yeah, I know. Thing is, though... But anyway, there is a very distinctive difference between the first one and the second one, you know. And it's not just aesthetically. It's also pacing. The first game actually, to me, felt like a shooter, a third-person shooter with platforming and adventuring elements. The second one feels like a straight-up action-adventure game with shooting elements. So it's kind of like the reversal of the actual aesthetic, or the, or no, not the aesthetic, but the actual pace and gameplay
Yeah, they did a great job of balancing the game more, the second one more than the first one was.
Yeah, and I prefer the way that the second one. I think the second one is superior.
Agreed.
On every level, not just graphically, but gameplay wise as well. And the original one is also quite good. Quite
not
good
enough
indeed.
For you to finish.
Well, you know, there's a lot of games that I haven't finished that are great. You know. It's because I got ADD, man. Why you have to?
How do you play RPGs if you have ADD?
Well, thing is, it takes a good. Never mind. But anyway, I think it goes all the way back to Dragon Warrior on the NES.
Tell me about your mother.
Oh,
that's not your mother. I don't know what the fuck that is.
What are you wearing on your?
Sounds like a dead cat.
Yeah. That's the Dragon Warrior about to die music.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Let me see. So I played some Uncharted 2. And I played a very special game this week. I actually talked about it last week.
A very special game?
A very special episode of Blossom.
But I'll...
Whoa.
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 Whoa. Okay.
Whoa, girl.
On the Nintendo DS.
Whoa, girl.
On the DS, I played a game called Might and Magic Clash of Heroes. Yes, it's a bunch of heroes that clash. And you know something?
Interesting.
And you know something? This game, freaking awesome.
Okay.
It is freaking awesome. That's
freaking awesome?
Yes,
That's what it is.
Okay, here's how it is. Last week I said that this game was kind of like Puzzle Quest, but better. Okay. However, whereas Puzzle Quest is basically bejeweled with a RPG aesthetic, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes is truly the hybrid between a puzzle game and a turn-based strategy game. Because you actually have to take into consideration the enemy formations, attacking and defensive maneuvers. And it's very once you really get into the game, it's very addicting and quite captivating. And like I said last week, the graphics are really good. It has this Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past meets Secret of Mana art style, where colors are very bright, graphics pop off the screen at you. Music is really good. I was playing the game this week with my Skull Candy earbuds, and through the earbuds, man, the game is the soundtrack was really good, despite the fact that there's not many music tracks in the game, but what they do have is really, really good. And the gameplay is incredible. I just have to say that. So that's actually the conclusion of my fondling this week.
What are you playing this week?
Well, I got a few Christmas gifts already. Some early Christmas gifts.
All right.
From a Santa who goes by the name of Dusty. Yep. God of War Collection for PS3. Looking forward to playing that before the third one comes out. I got Left 4 Dead 2. Because I got some friends who are playing it, and they're like, "Oh, you need to play Left 4 Dead 2," and I'm like, "Okay." So now I'll be like, "Hey, I got Left 4 Dead 2," so now I get to play with some people. Oh yeah, and I got Forza Motorsport 3. even though I don't pick up racing games that often. I usually only get what I would consider like the best of the best. So in my opinion, like Forza 3, and then next year I'll probably like the only racing game I'll probably get next year will probably be Gran Turismo, the new Gran Turismo 5. You know,
touch it.
Yeah. But
touch it.
No. Okay.
Touch it.
Well, already, but
don't touch it.
Gotta love George. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I'll be playing these three games, and who knows what I'll get for Christmas Day. And I'll probably be playing more Might and Magic and more.
Might and Magic.
Might and Magic.
You're gonna write a review for that, right?
Yes.
I want it done.
Oh. even George W. is looking
so
forward
to
the review.
You didn't get your review in prior to the break?
No.
I actually managed to get mine in, amazingly.
Touch it.
My review?
See, that's what you get. To do when you do reviews on time. You get to...
touch it.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I think George W. is going to have to touch
no,
it
thank
himself.
You.
But,
he's going to have to touch himself.
Give me the pen.
Wow. And moving on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Awesome. All right, we're going to move on to K-Dub.
Yeah, my fondling is exciting.
Really?
No.
Now you tell me.
Oh, no. I really didn't play a lot. It was more focused on that pesky schoolwork again.
Pesky schoolwork.
Schoolwork gets in the way.
It does get in the way.
Yeah, it does.
Schoolwork's for losers.
It is for losers. We teach a good message here, don't we?
School is for losers.
Drop that pen and play some fucking games.
Wow.
Anyway, excuse me.
I've never been more disturbed in all my life.
Yeah. I played Trials for like 5 minutes.
That's not very long.
That's in between 2 days.
It's like Gambas fondling. It's not very long.
I just got the hankering to like...
the hankering.
Yeah.
That's an interesting... Yeah.
play the long jump skill game again for no reason. I just like, I haven't done that in a while.
It's a great game.
It is a great game.
It's a fantastic game.
And... I managed to add 2 meters to my
I did
jump.
Too.
I could see that.
Yes. 2 meters indeed.
Holy cow.
So, so I'm at 200 meters even on the long jump, and I watched the number one guy on the leaderboard.
Touch it.
You watched him touch it? I imagine that was...
Just don't do it again.
Yeah, don't do it again for sure.
Yeah. But,
don't talk about it. Don't mention it.
Touch it.
Don't think about it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Touch it.
No, don't touch it.
Make up your mind, fucker. You want me to touch it or not?
Yes.
All right, then. It is settled. Can I continue?
Yes,
it's
you may
not.
Continue. Yes, you may continue.
But you're not the former commander-in-chief.
Oh, that's true. I'm not.
Touch it.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. But no, has anyone watched the number one guy in the long jump? On
no.
229 meters.
Did you say he glitched it?
No, he didn't glitch
he didn't
it.
Glitch
no, they
it?
Took them off.
Oh, gotcha.
229 meters. He almost hit the back wall of the board.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell am I doing wrong that this guy's doing? I don't know what he's doing, but oh, my God. It was impressive
that's crazy.
To watch. I had to watch at least seven times, I think, just to see. So, I'll never beat it. But if I keep adding meters every time I play it, maybe I will.
Get
maybe.
Some extends. That'll help you add a few.
All right.
Wow.
I played the Bayonetta demo.
And what do you think?
It's like the previous demo I played 2 weeks ago. It's Devil May Cry, just like Dante's Inferno was God of War. It adds its own little thing.
Yeah,
but it's
leather butt.
I thought it was hair butt.
It is hair.
It's a hairy butt. You just ruined Gambus Khan's fantasies. Way to go.
You did. Oh my God.
What, did you forget her outfit was hair?
He doesn't want to think of it in that context.
I gotcha. So, well, I mean, I like Devil May Cry. I enjoyed the demo. But,
yeah.
I think the video game well is running dry. It just seems to be...
This from the guy who just wanted Halo. ODST.
I'm not complaining.
Snap.
I'm just saying. Fuck.
You're calling out for more innovation, right?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be nice once in a while.
Yeah.
And there's still games out there that do it.
Thing is, though,
Chocolate Rain.
Bayonetta might actually have some innovation in it. Like in the full game.
Oh, I you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it won't. I'm just saying the demo, it just showed me, it's, you know.
I thought like the prelude to the boss fight in the demo seemed like a kind of an innovative idea where the giant whatever it was grabs the bridge and you're on the bridge
right.
And it's holding the bridge. I thought that was kind of different.
Yeah. Well, it might do some different things. I'm sure it will to make it its own game as opposed to be a cheap ripoff. But
if it feels good, do it.
Okay.
Sound advice from George W. The counter, when you counter at the right moment, the slow down time, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But, the what was it called when you hit, when you got an enemy weak enough?
Oh, the Iron Maiden.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
That's just one of them.
What are those called?
What is that, some kind of torture thing?
You where you finish off the enemy.
I can't think of the actual name for it.
But you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those are kind of interesting, too. Yeah. So. I enjoyed it. It's still to be determined if I'm going to be able to pick it up when it comes out in, February?
January 5th.
January. Well, I was way on that, wasn't
just I? Just a couple weeks, man.
Well, I'm going to have to pass it up then because I played Army of Two co-op demo.
Really?
Yeah.
And how was that?
40th day.
It's awesome.
Really?
It's awesome.
It's a shame that you have to be playing co-op to play the demo, though.
It does suck.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It's still really good, though.
Yeah, it really is. And it adds some new things. The most notable is you're going to have hostages, and then you have two guys holding the hostages and the leader commanding people. And you can sneak up behind them, take him hostage, command the other two to drop their guns, and your partner goes in and ties them up. So,
then you can kill the hostages if you want.
Yeah, we found that out, which is pretty funny.
Well, if you think that's funny,
yeah,
I do.
You're sick.
So, yes, because I do that in real life.
Tell me if I want.
It's essential that I explain this properly.
Shut up.
So, if you wanted to play Army of Dead 2.
Army
of Dead 2.
Army of Dead. That's a new game.
Yeah, there you go.
Army of
2-2.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yes.
Army of Fish 2.
Mm-hmm. Army of Zombie Fish.
Ooh.
Dead Fish 2. Yeah.
That should be DLC for Left 4 Dead. Oh, wait, that'll just be third one.
But,
anyway.
should I play the first one if I want to play the second one?
You don't have to, I don't think. Again, I don't know if the demo started out in the first level, which I'm assuming it did.
Yeah.
You're a couple of mercenaries that work for money.
Yeah.
There's your story.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have to.
Not really built on narrative.
No.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
Built more on knuckle bashing.
I recommend playing it, because it's a good game.
And masks.
And
built more on giving each other the rock.
So there is a... seems to be a little subtle, you know, little changes through the game that might make this one a little better. And I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to that one comes out. And January? Did I get that one right?
Yes, January 12th.
January.
Yeah.
See, that's the one I'm going to get in January, so.
Sweet.
It's. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, there's going to be decision-making this time. So, in certain
situations. The choices will affect your morality.
Dun, dun, dun.
In certain situations, you can, I guess, decide if you want to do one thing or another. And it reflects both of you, so if whoever pushes the button first...
Makes the decision for both people.
So it's got some subtle little changes that might, you know. We'll see how it ends up in January.
January!
Oh, yeah.
It's a month.
Yeah. Wow. That's very descriptive. Doesn't rhyme.
I just felt like breaking out into song. Who said my song was done?
I don't know who did.
Certainly not I.
Well, you should have, because it was terrible.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I want to show you I was a Tiger Woods MVP.
Tiger Woods, you're terrible. You out of my top five.
Except for you did the same thing I did.
Wow. All right.
Former NBA MVP, Charles Barkley. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
So what else you got?
That's it.
Monkeys.
I think that's it.
You out of my five five.
You out of my five. My fave five. What are you going to play this week?
I also, too, got visited by the Santa.
The Santa?
Oh! Yeah. So a shout-out to Dusty. Thank you so much. It's awesome that you could do that. So.
Yeah, super, super big thanks to Dusty for the Christmas gifts.
No doubt. No
yes.
doubt.
Much appreciated.
But, thank you.
God of War Collection, ODST, and Batman. Finally, games that...
Yeah, shame on you for never playing Batman.
Well, it's not that I never played it. I played it for a few minutes.
That's not enough time.
Well...
It's one of the greatest games ever made.
Ever!
That your mom made.
Those will definitely be put in this week.
His mom made that?
I know.
That's talent.
I know.
Those will be put in this week after the schoolwork. And then, I got a few other things that I want to get through.
Monkeys?
No, I don't have that.
Banana cream pie?
Oh, snap. How about Christmas?
Fried chicken?
That sounds good.
Coleslaw?
Anyway, things are good. Your family?
Yeah, okay.
Family good? George W.'s asking you if your family's good.
Yeah, it's good, I guess.
Good.
But I think my first priority is beating Bioshock. Get ready for the second one in February. So
nice.
I think that's my first priority.
You also going to be finishing up Super Mario World this week?
Super Mario World?
Oh,
I just laughed because that's not funny.
It's funny.
Speaking of which...
You're not laughing because you didn't get it.
Yeah, I did.
Gotta move shit around on my top 10.
You forgot about New Super Mario Brothers, didn't you?
I did. How did I forget about that?
See,
that's
Texas.
The thing. That's the thing about putting together the top 10 list. Every year, I always forget about one high-profile game.
Yep.
And guess what happened?
What happened?
Let's come together.
That's what happened?
It's about to. So we'll move on.
Come together.
To the Wombat.
Hey, what do you know?
Yeah.
So this week, I played NCAA Basketball 2010 for review, which my review is not up yet, or is up?
Oh, it's up.
Okay.
We're done for the year. Or not for the year.
My review is up on ztgamedomain.com, so check it out if you're interested in college basketball at all. It's a fun game. It's very similar to last year's. They pretty much co-opted the engine from NBA Live, which is a good thing in most cases. It kind of does take away from the college basketball feel of it a little bit. But overall, the game's pretty good. It's got some AI issues and stuff. But if you're interested in a full rundown, you can, like I said, check out my review on the site.
Yeah, do that shit.
Do that. Other than that, I played some more Assassin's Creed, the first one. To try and finish that up. I'm almost there. So I should have it beaten like another 2 hours or so. My plan is to finish that one up here real soon. What else did I play this week? I'm trying to remember if I actually even played anything else. Yes, I did. How could I forget? I got Tekken 6 via Gamefly, and as most of the people in this room know, I'm a pretty big fan of the Tekken series. I enjoy Tekken 3 is one of my favorite games of all time. I love that game. But I really feel like the Tekken series is really showing its age. Tekken 6 is not that good. It doesn't look that good. It plays almost exactly the same as its predecessors, which I guess could be considered a good thing, but it's still got the it's just not as fluid as it should be. And I really think that series is starting to show its age. And with the exception of the Soul Calibur series, I honestly think that all 3D fighting games are really starting to show their age. I just don't think 3D fighters have aged as gracefully as 2D fighters do. I think that despite the fact that they were, you know, 3D fighters were the hot thing last gen and the generation before, I really feel like we're kind of moving past them.
And we're going back to 2D.
Exactly. I mean, it's when you're playing the actual arcade mode, or you're playing like the team battle or that kind of stuff, it's Tekken. So I mean, it's not a terrible game by any stretch. And if you love Tekken, you'll probably enjoy that part of it. But the scenario mode is awful. I mean, it's awful. Just awful, dripping with awful.
That sounds nasty.
And the worst part is that you have to play through the scenario mode to unlock characters to play in the arena mode within the scenario mode, and the arena mode is the only way that you can see anybody's ending.
If you can beat
the big Azazel, or however you pronounce his name, the big pain in the ass cheap boss. That you have to be similarly cheap to beat, which is, you know, pretty consistent with all 3D fighters throughout the years, that the final boss is a cheap piece of shit. But, I mean, it's just, I feel like they've tried to do this in the last several Tekkens, where they add this, you know, scenario mode with, you know, 3D beat-em-up elements. And it's just, it fails every single time. And I'm not sure why they're still doing it. And especially not sure why they're forcing you to play through that mode in order to unlock arcade endings for the other characters. I don't know. I feel like they kind of missed the boat on what they should have done. They should have made a back-to-the-basics Tekken and refined the graphics more than they did, refined the gameplay a little bit, and stuck with the simple, you know, arcade, stuck with all the offline modes that they have besides scenario mode, basically.
I think Namco's problem is that they try to throw too much crap at the board and hope that something sticks.
Right. Agreed. And they've done that in Soul Calibur too.
Yeah.
Especially Soul Calibur 3 was a prime example of that. That game was you know, you went from Soul Calibur 1 being phenomenal, Soul Calibur 2 basically taking everything that the first one did and improving on it, and then Soul Calibur 3 came out, and that game was the biggest hodgepodge of good stuff and junk, since the last Tekken game. I think they kind of learned their lesson with the Soul Calibur series, because Soul Calibur 4 was very solid all around. And I just think they need to kind of take that same approach with Tekken. But, I mean, I know that there are people who still really love the series, but I'm just not one of them anymore.
Ruin your childhood memories.
Ruin my childhood memories. I do, though. I will say the one thing I like about the scenario mode is that when you first start it up, it gives you that sort of black and white storyboard run through of all five previous Tekkens in the beginning of Tekken 6, which is kind of neat. But then it quickly devolves into junk. I think the thing that annoyed me the most about it, honestly, is it, and this is not intended as a slight against this game, but I literally said to myself 10 minutes into the scenario mode, am I playing Tekken or is this Metal Gear? Because 15 minutes, I'd say, into the scenario mode, I had played exactly 2 minutes of actually fighting against people. And the rest of it was all cutscenes.
Ridiculous cutscenes.
Yeah, ridiculous
cutscenes
that make absolutely no sense. With a robot girl with jet wings and chainsaw hands.
She can take her head off, too.
Yeah, apparently.
Throw it at you.
Yeah.
Sounds like my kind of story.
It's just wacky, and there's no reason for that. I mean, I love Tekken for the crazy-ass endings, but I don't need to see 20 minutes of cutscene for every 5 minutes of beating the crap out of people in a terrible 3D beat-em-up that's worse than the bouncer on PS2.
Oh!
So, anyway, That's my rant about the Tekken. About the de-evolution of the Tekken series. But other than that, that wraps up what I played this week. In terms of what I'm playing, Mr. Killer Wolverine is going to be kind enough to let me borrow Assassin's Creed 2. So I'm going to put that down. And then also, what else am I going to play? When I send Tekken back, I'm hoping that I get Forza, but we'll see. So I might get to play that this week. And then I need to get back into some other games, and I need to finally play Brutal Legend that I bought and still haven't even put in the system. So.
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend.
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple shout-outs real quick. Thank you to Maze and MK2 Forever for helping me get a mod.
Mod Nation
Racers beta code. So,
which you didn't play?
No, I haven't played it yet because I
didn't get a Mod Nation Racers beta code.
School work to do, and then I came over here for the weekend, so I didn't play it yet. But I will play that this week. So, thank you for MK2 Forever for providing me with the code, and thank you for Maze for trying to get me the code. So, you guys are awesome. I will definitely play that in.
There you go.
This week, so.
Is he gonna do Future?
I thought he did.
Did he?
Yeah,
I did.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Pay attention.
I'm trying. Speaking of shout-outs, I have to send a shout-out to Infected over at the Evolve Gaming Podcast because he sent me a Mod Nation Racers beta code, and I played it. Ha-ha.
I got nobody to send a shout-out to because nobody sent me a Mod Nation Raiders beta code. So.
Well,
Mod Nation Racers, or Raiders, that's the new Tomb Raider game.
Mod Nation Raiders. I did play the Mod Nation Racers beta. It's got some serious frame rate issues, which I thought was funny. But it's really fun. It's very Mario Kart. But the customization is awesome. I think I'm really going to enjoy that game when it comes out. I think the frame rate's probably just because it's in beta.
Yeah.
Which leads me into the other game I played in beta form this week, which is I finally booted up Battlefield Bad Company 2 and played that. And, man, that is a laggy son of a bitch.
Really?
Really.
I think a tank drove over me, and I went through the tank, and I didn't die.
Interesting.
And I was 3 feet in front of the tank and hit it with a rocket, and my rocket, I outran my rocket.
What?
Wow.
I outran it because I shot it, and then I moved forward, and then the rocket passed me.
Interesting.
I'm like, what the hell just happened? Then the tank ran over me, and then I died. Which I died a lot. I don't think I killed one person because everybody I shot at, my bullets seemed to, like, magically miss.
Because you suck.
Because they were moving like this. They were here, and then they were over here, and then they were back over here, and then I was dead.
So they were, like, doing a teleportation.
They were. They were teleporting all over the place, and so were tanks.
Man.
Wow.
But
it's like the future of warfare.
So basically, finally, I just started climbing up on roofs and finding rocket launchers and blowing the shit out of buildings. Which was really cool.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a good game once they solidify it, but the online right now is very, very laggy. So it kind of disappointed me. And it's another one of those shooters that tries to be realistic, like when you're running, your character bobbles around like it has a bobblehead. And I hate that. I really do. I hope you can turn that off or something, because my character's like bouncing around the screen, and when you combine that with lag, it really makes for a interesting experience.
Oh, I bet.
Also, on the PS3, I played the God of War Collection and finished it. I have beat both games, and I forgot how freaking good both of those games were.
So you're ready for 3.
I'm ready for 3. I still feel the need to beat the PSP version, which shouldn't take me too long.
Yeah, it's only about 4 hours long, 4.5 hours long.
Well, the first God of War is only 6.
Right.
Second one was about 8. So I beat both of those, and never having beat the second one, I'm surprised I didn't have it spoiled. There is quite a big spoiler at the end of that game.
You know what's funny? I don't think I've ever had it spoiled either.
You really shouldn't, because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked. I'm like, wow, how did I not get that spoiled after 5 years?
Yeah. And I've never beat the second God of War either.
The last probably hour and a half of that game are absolutely phenomenal. I absolutely love that. Also on the PS3, I played Pixel Junk Shooter.
Really?
And that game is the fucking shit.
I need really? To get it.
Everybody needs to buy this game. It is so good. The only thing I don't like is that it really takes a while to get used to the controls. Because it's not like your typical right dual stick shooter or whatever. You basically fly the ship with the left stick, and with the right stick you spin the ship in like a circular motion.
Uh-huh.
And then you shoot with the right trigger. So it takes a little while to get used to it, but once you get used to it, it's awesome. What I love about it is the whole, like, it's such a stupid thing to like. But there's, like, water in the levels, and it's totally physics-based, and there's lava in the levels, and there's, like, these puzzles that you have to take the water and cool off the lava to turn it into destructible rock so that you can go save these dudes in each little section.
Huh.
Hmm.
And you got to be careful, because if you shoot the dudes, they die, and if you let the lava hit them, they die. So it's actually very, very cool. Very awesome game. Is that all I played on the PS3? I think it is. Yeah. I did download the Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker demo. I have not played it yet. I booted it up and watched the intro, but I haven't played it yet. Probably play that this week. On the 360, I played Alien Breed Episode 1. That is a really, really cool top-down shooter.
Hmm.
It kind of reminds me of, like, I don't want to say Project Overkill, because that wasn't a very good game. Even though I liked it. But it's kind of got that same... It's very dark and creepy, and it plays really good. It's made by the guys that did Worms, but you wouldn't know it. Because it's very realistic looking. A little too dark. Sometimes you can't see the aliens.
Hmm.
But I really do like the game. It is really cool. Also played more Madden on the 360. Still loving Madden. Can't stop playing it.
Can't stop.
And I actually finished the storyline in Assassin's Creed 2, and I think that was the best. It's like it ends, and you think it's over, and literally the only thing you hear is the guy go, "What the fuck?" And that really kind of summed up how I felt when he said it.
Nice.
Because the ending is just so far out there. And then it continues on, and like you actually play through the credits,
nice.
Which is kind of cool.
Hmm.
And you get a little more story, and then there's obviously not the end of that story. After you beat the second one. It's definitely not. But I'm going to go back and collect everything. So, but just going through the story alone was long. And I can't imagine how many hours I'll put into it going back and collecting everything. I'm trying to think if I played anything else. I did download the Gran Turismo 5.
Oh, yeah. I meant to download that this week and never got a chance to. Did you play it?
I did download that. I played it one track, and I'm like, I just don't like Gran Turismo.
Hmm.
But it could be like
but you
Forza.
You don't like sim racers.
I didn't like the Forza demo either.
Right.
But I like the full game, so I'm thinking it might be the same with Gran Turismo, where I just didn't like the demo, but I'll like the full game.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see. It looks good, but I don't think it looks as good as I expected it to. I think I had a really high expectation for Gran Turismo, the first one on the PS3.
Yeah.
And I don't think it lived up to it. So, I don't know. I thought there was another 360 demo that I played. I did play Puzzle Geddon or whatever for the Xbox Live Arcade. I got about 5 minutes into it, and I'm like, I don't understand what's going on, and I turned it off. So, I need to really kind of sit down and figure out what's going on in that game. And then we played Army 2, which is really, really good. I really enjoyed that game. And I think that is it. But since I am on vacation for the next 14 days,
wow,
I am going to
catch
up on a lot of stuff. I started this week with finishing God of War and Assassin's Creed, and I'm going to move on to New Super Mario Brothers and Ratchet and Clank, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, play that some more.
He's going to catch up on a lot of stuff by being a bitch.
Yeah. I hope to play online quite a bit, because I know we've been talking about playing online.
I know, we need to set that up this week.
Yeah, I can definitely set that up this week, because I should have plenty of free time this week, because I have nothing going on other than Christmas, obviously.
Hmm.
Trying to think if there's anything else. I do intend to get back into Borderlands. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff I intend to get back into, because thankfully I am done reviewing for a long time, till January probably. And I have finished a lot of stuff, so I'm just going to be catching up on older stuff, which is really kind of exciting. Just free
Sweet.
Game time.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't get very often anymore.
We need to have a gamers night.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. We'll have to figure that out. Maybe we'll talk off air and see if we can figure out a day this week.
All right, now that we're done talking about what we played this week, it's time to talk about what we played this year.
Yeah.
It's time for the esteemed awards, and since we don't have any news, I'm going to make the announcer guy roll one off the top of his head for the 2009 Game of the Year.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents our 2009 Game of the Year Awards, brought to you by all the games that we thought were awesome in 2009. What the fuck else would they be brought to you by? And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Game of the Year Awards.
Welcome.
Awards.
Awards. Oh, who to start with? Who to start with? Let's start with Gambus Con.
Oh, what a surprise.
Gambus Con, it is time for your personal top 10 games of 2009.
My personal.
This is it, man. This is the creme de la creme.
This is the nitty gritty.
This is the one you're going to get flamed for on the internet because you didn't choose game, insert game here as your number one.
Yeah. You're going to give me some heat. Some heat. You're
going to give me some heat like Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was a good movie.
Butter.
All right.
Here we go.
I got some honorable mentions.
Here are the honorable mentions.
I'll start off with
honorable mentions.
The games that just weren't quite good enough to make it into your top 10.
Yeah, either that or they were just out of context.
These are always good because you go, that didn't make it. Well,
right.
It did.
Okay, Monster Hunter Freedom 2 Unite for the PSP. I love the game. However, this game was basically the last game with a few added missions and items and armor and a couple special features here and there. It was basically an older game, just repackaged anew. If this was a brand new game, it would definitely be in my top 10. Definitely. But since it's not really original and about 80% of the game is from another game, it's just going to have to get an honorable mention.
All right.
But I loved it, and it was great. Another honorable mention, this is going to blow everybody's mind, Shadow Complex.
How was that not in there?
Because I only played maybe 20 minutes of the game.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait till you play the rest.
Yeah, I know.
Phenomenal game.
And I don't even know why I only got by with playing only 20 minutes of it. It's from what I've played of it, it's really good. So I'll be playing that in the future. So that was the reason why that got the honorable mention. And the third game that gets an honorable mention, this is the game, like, if we had, like, a top 11, this would be number 11. Infamous.
Ooh, snap.
Yeah, so
Infamous didn't make it in the top 10.
Wow, that's surprising.
Really close, though. Really close. As a matter of fact, a couple of my past versions of my top 10 had Infamous in it.
It's a hard game not to put on there.
Yeah.
But it just showed you how much good shit came out this year.
Yeah. I got some surprises in this top 10.
Oh, this is where we're going to flame Gambus Con.
Yeah. Start your flaming now.
Oh, at number 10?
At number 10. Shatter.
I'm going to beat you with a stick.
But Infamous didn't make it in.
I know. Yeah. Infamous didn't make it in. Shadow Complex didn't make it in, but Shatter did.
Shatter.
I can't argue with your logic. Because it's
well,
your
you
picks.
Can,
because
you just did.
I was kidding. But
yeah, Shatter, I think Zero Tolerance said it best. It's the best version of Breakout I've ever played.
It is. It's an awesome game.
And it was a game that I just came back to. And
it has you coming back for more, like the girls at the Bunny Ranch.
Exactly. I'll just come back for more. You know what I'm saying? It's like
apparently he's been there.
Yeah. It's like you can't get enough of awesomeness.
Or Bunny Ranch.
Or the Bunny Ranch.
Apparently.
Yeah. Apparently. And the Bunny Ranch.
Do you even know what the Bunny Ranch is, Jason?
Number 9. Number 9 is also probably a surprise. Might and Magic Clash of Heroes.
Really? busting its way into your top ten.
My God.
Talk about a late addition. Fantastic game. The more I play it, the more I love it.
You love it.
Yeah, it's the perfect fusion of a turn-based strategy game and a puzzle game.
I know that.
And great music, visuals are spectacular.
Splendiferous.
I was debating between this game and Mario and Luigi's Inside Story, but the thing is, with Mario and Luigi's Inside Story, I just felt that, I don't know, there was something about the pacing of that game that was kind of a little bit off, even though that I love the Mario and Luigi games. It just seemed like Might and Magic, Clash of Heroes, it just had something magnetic about the game that just made me want to come back for more and more. So there you go. That was number nine. Number eight. You can send me hate mail.
Uh-oh.
At gambuscon@yahoo.com.
Uh-oh.
For this number eight. A little game that you might have heard of called Modern Warfare 2.
Why would anybody send you hate for putting that on your top 10 list?
Because it's 8. Because
it's so far down is what he's saying.
Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah.
Boo-hoo, dude.
At least it made it.
Yeah. It makes it.
If anyone gives you hate mail, send them my way. I'll fucking put them in their place.
Yeah, if they give you hate mail, they're going to love mine.
It's sans Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare 2, I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed the game. It's got really awesome single player game aspect, and the multiplayer is amazing if you can get over all the douchebags and the javelin glitchers.
What's so modern about stabbing people with a fucking knife?
Yeah.
Penny Arcade reference. Thank you. I gotta give props. I can't steal their jokes.
Hey, Penny Arcade's awesome. Yeah. But yeah, Modern Warfare 2, really sweet. Really sweet.
All right.
Number seven.
I hope you put a really good game in front of Modern Warfare so the haters don't get too angry at you.
It's going to be a Division.
Okay, like Pink Floyd's The Division Bell?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. The new Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Well, the Nintendo fans will be there to back you up.
To back you up.
Yeah.
Except that they don't fight, just so you know.
Yeah, they don't.
They have a thing in their that fights for them.
They have a contract
them,
clause
that fights for them.
Yeah. The new Super Mario Bros. Wii probably hands down the best in-person multiplayer experience of the year.
Agreed.
Meaning
awesome game.
Yeah, meaning that in-person.
It's called local.
Local. Shoulder to shoulder. You know,
wiener to wiener.
Wow.
Maybe on your, when you play it.
You were here.
Yeah. I played with my wife, who does not have a wiener, so.
That's an interesting statement. I don't think anybody questioned that.
I'm just saying, it wasn't that in my case. It was more shoulder to shoulder than the other.
Yeah, shoulder to shoulder, yeah, that works. Great game. Fantastic single player game.
Fantabulous.
It's basically a hybrid of Mario 3 and Mario World, or AKA in the Japanese version, Super Mario 4.
You know, not to take away from that great game, because you're right, it's great, but I had more fun playing it with three other players than single player.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a blast.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I beat the entire game just co-op. With my wife, and when we played it with four players, it was a blast.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine beating the game like that, though. It just seems like it would be almost impossible to beat the game with four players.
Yeah.
With two, it was tough.
But it would be a hell of a time.
Yeah, it would be. You'd get in some fist fights, though, before the end of it, I imagine.
Yeah.
You motherfucker, you took my motherfucker mushroom.
Yeah.
This game breaks marriages and ends friendships.
You jump on, like, you're trying to jump over a chasm and somebody gets their head jumped on, or you're trying to land on a platform before this thing crushes you, but there's only room for one person on the platform. It seems like it would be ridiculous with four players.
Oh, awesome game, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Really awesome. Number six, Demon's Souls.
Demon's Souls.
Yeah.
Demon's Souls.
A game that kicked my butt, and I came back and said, more please. What can I say? It's a very well-executed game that, yes, I do know that it's not a perfect game, because there's a lot of podcasts that like to say, oh, the reason why it's so hard is because it has imperfect control scheme. Yeah, I realize this, and I know it's perfectly intentional. However, I love the world that the game takes place in. It's a desolate... it has almost like an ethereal New Age kind of feel to it. And it's dark.
Without the yoga and incense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though you could almost... thing is, the... I almost saw several religious imagery in that game. Like it's got a slight Christian, slight Buddhist aesthetic in some of the sites that you can see in.
When
the
is the winter solstice for the easy mode? They're doing like they did the really hard mode over Halloween. Yeah. They're doing the really easy mode over winter solstice. I'd like to do a little grinding then.
That would be the time to do it.
Because I'm a punk ass at that game.
Because I'm a punk ass.
I'm not afraid to admit that I am too old to sit in front of that game for 4 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Demon's Souls also has probably some of the coolest looking bad guys, monsters ever.
The demons themselves?
Yeah, I mean, and they're imaginative. I mean, just the way they look, there's a lot of imagination that went behind it. And it doesn't just seem like somebody just drew something. You know, that's the monster. It looked like it actually had a lot of work to it, because like the first boss, the phallus, it seemed like it had the interesting context. Like it was almost like an organism, but at the same time it looked like a shield, like a hard to explain. It looked like a formation that you'd see on a battlefield, you know, with the spears, like a Spartan battle formation.
Which is what a phalanx is.
Yeah. But it was like a slime, and it's almost like a...
Looked like a big pile of burnt tires.
Yeah. Yeah, and it behaved like an organism, how it had all the spears sticking out of it. I just thought it was fascinating. And, it was awesome. That's all I can say about it. Number five.
Number five.
Number five is a game that is indestructible.
Yes. Indeed.
You know what? It's obvious that you two guys are the only ones that like that song, because even the director of Street Fighter said, no more indestructible.
I know.
For
I saw
Street
that,
Fighter
and
4.
I was so disappointed. I was hoping they'd at least have it in there as an option.
Good.
But that's the fans have spoken.
Yeah.
No indestructible.
I can feel it coming over me. I feel it all around me.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's great.
No.
Nothing gets you pumped up for Street Fighter like that song.
Oh, I think a lot of things do. But not that song.
Yeah. What can I say? 2D fighting has come back with a vengeance.
Don't call it a comeback. It's been here for years. Rocking its spears. Putting suckers in fear.
And
pink cookies in the plastic bag.
Of
getting
course.
Crushed by a building.
What?
That's his other song off that CD.
Oh, I don't remember that
no
song.
No fucking sense. Pink cookies in a plastic bag. Being crushed by a building.
Well, that's an allusion to something.
Yeah. Probably.
It is.
But I don't think I'm gangsta enough to know what it means.
Yeah. If you think about it for a little while, you'll pick up on it.
But this game is probably the best 2D fighter since Street Fighter 3, Third Strike.
Is that what you say before sex? I'm about to get the pink cookies in a plastic bag and crush it with my building. Baby, did that turn you on?
I'm just saying that ladies love Cool J, so.
Alrighty, then.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So okay. Street Fighter 4, and then...
Street Fighter 4, and I'm, of course, looking forward to Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so jacked up for Super Street Fighter 4. It's ridiculous.
Jack it up.
I know some people are just disappointed and they want it to be an expansion pack, but you know what? If we're back in an age where we get a new Street Fighter game every year or two, I'm going to be so happy.
Yeah.
Until you get like 10, then you'd be like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm a glutton for it. I just want as much as I can get.
Mm-hmm. Just don't do it again.
Yeah. They'll do it at least twice more.
Touch it.
Go ahead, Gambles.
You got the touch.
Number four is Borderlands.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nobody ever sings Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Ain't no rest for the wicked.
You bought that CD?
I discovered that because on iTunes they have a free tune every week that you can download. I discovered that I actually had that song on my iPod and I did not even know it.
Wow.
Because when I first got my iPod, I was like, oh, the free song of the week, and I would download it automatically. And they'd be like, I'd be like, that doesn't do too good. But
that's why it was free, no one's gonna buy it.
Yeah.
But thing is,
there ain't no rest for the wicked.
A lot of songs that were on there though became popular afterwards. But yeah, I discovered that Ain't No Rest for the Wicked is actually on my iPod, so I can listen to it anytime I want to.
How lucky are you?
Yes,
I am extremely lucky.
Quite blessed.
100% lucky.
I'd rather listen to that though than that fucking Street Fighter song.
Indestructible.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I feel it all around me. To me, the Indestructible song. All my life, it's oh my god.
Awesome.
Stop it.
It's an awesome song.
Okay.
Oh my god, you're flipping out, man.
He's getting emotional about it.
I'm about to cry over here.
Yeah, you got
it's
tears.
An awesome song.
You got tears coming down your face.
You let Gambus get on with his list.
Okay, yeah, Borderlands, great game. I love playing multiplayer with it.
With it.
I love the loot. It's awesome.
Fantastic. I find it very interesting that.
Yeah, it's the graphics fantastic. I love the world that the game takes place in, and I cannot wait until Borderlands 2 comes out.
Oh, here we go.
Which will be the inevitable sequel.
Yeah. Well, they got two DLCs already back to back.
Yeah, yep. I need to get them. And then, okay, number three.
Oh, we're in the number
top three. Number three. Is my RPG pick of the year, Dragon Age Origins.
Nice.
Wow, above Demon Souls.
A game that I started over 4 times, and I enjoyed the story, the prologue, each time that I saw it, because I was like, this is like watching a really good movie for the 4th time. And now I'm going forward and playing it as far as I can to its completion.
To its completion.
Yes.
What character class and origin did you settle on?
Human noble.
Human noble is where you finally settled.
Human noble warrior.
Gotcha.
And who's into the sword and shield?
Gotcha.
Long fighting. Walks on the beach.
Yes.
Number three, huh? So I bet I can guess numbers 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Question is, what order are they in?
Number two.
Here we go.
Number two
is Batman.
Oh, snap.
Yes. Arkham Asylum. This game was awesome. It was incredible. And it made you feel like you're the Batman.
You are the Batman. Batman.
You are the Batman. Yes. There was only one little clink in its armor. One little clink. That...
At least he didn't say the other word.
Yeah.
But it's appropriate there.
Yeah.
It is, but still.
One little thing.
Do we live in a time where that becomes insensitive?
Of course we do.
So
yes,
sad.
We do.
One little thing. One little itty-bitty thing. And it's actually not really anything at all. It was the game, I felt like I was relying too much on the X-ray vision mode. The detective mode.
Detective mode.
I felt like I was relying on it too much, and it kind of took away the artistic flair of the game, you know, where you actually see, you know, the environments of the game, and I, the temptation was there to almost play it almost entirely in detective mode, which, you know, you see all the bad guys, they look like skeletons, and you see all the structures, you know, but you know something. Great game, and it felt like a Metroid game to me. I mean, it felt like Metroid, but like a fusion of, like, what if Metroid, like the actual adventure slash, you know, the progressive becoming more powerful that Metroid implies, what if you mix that up with the stealth of, like, a Metal Gear game set in the world of Batman?
You fuck me, it's not you ruining it.
Batman. Yeah. And number one, you know, Uncharted 2.
Imagine that.
Yeah, pretty sweet game.
Pretty sweet game.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
Even though I'm still at the beginning, pretty much. Yeah. I'll put it to you this way. The opening scene on the train, one of the best moments I've had this whole year.
All right.
As a single player experience.
Experiencification.
It's one of those things that I wish I had like a really expensive like surround sound like in my bedroom so that I can experience all the little nuances, all the little sounds.
Get a sweet ass pair of Turtle Beach headphones.
Yes, or Turtle Beach.
Yeah. How much are the sweet ass pairs of Turtle Beach headphones?
$200.
Wow.
I got the $100 ones. So does K-Dub. They work just as good almost. You just don't get full surround sound. Right. They're still the bomb.
I need to get a pair of those. But, yeah, that concludes my top 10.
And he floats the paper down to
and
the floor.
And he floats the paper to the floor.
So now we're going to move on to the K-Dub.
Oh, shit. I was refining mine.
Oh. You ready with yours then?
Yeah,
sure. All right, let's go with the Wombat then.
All right. So here's the weird thing about my list this year. And this is more true this year than I think any other year that we've done this. My top four are honestly all so close that not only could any of them have taken each other's place, any of them could have been my number one, and the list would have been completely fine with me. So they're in order, but each of those four are so close that it was very, very hard to order the top four.
Hmm.
The weird thing about the bottom half of the list is 5 through 10, and my honorable mentions, are all games that could honestly be in any order on the list. They ended up where they ended up, and I'm going to stick to the order that I have them in here, but they were all so good that they could have ended up anywhere on the list. But the like the top four games for me this year were all so good that any of them could have taken the top spot, and I would have been cool with that. We'll start out with honorable mentions. Honorable mention to MLB The Show, as I have to give every year, which was another, you know, phenomenal game this year, the best sports game of the year for me. Speaking of sports games, I also got to give a shout out to UFC Undisputed, which was a phenomenal game, best UFC game ever, and took up a lot of my time this year. And then my other two honorable mentions may get me some flack just for the fact that they're honorable mentions. Two first-person shooters, both with fantastic multiplayer, and both with somewhat lackluster single-player stories. That would be Killzone 2 and Modern Warfare 2. Honorable mentions on my list.
Killzone 2?
Killzone 2.
Really?
Yeah, the multiplayer in Killzone 2 was phenomenal.
It was.
The game looked great. The single player was mediocre. I'm not going to lie to you, I never even finished a single player just because I kind of got bored with it.
Yeah.
But the multiplayer was fantastic. And as far as Modern Warfare goes, its single player was lackluster only because it was so short.
See, I still loved every minute of it.
But it was the single player was fantastic. The multiplayer did not pull me in. Basically, Modern Warfare 2 is on there for the fact that single player was great but short, and the fact that the multiplayer was great but it didn't really hook me.
Did you ever play Spec Ops?
I did not.
That's why.
And
that thing was awesome.
Yeah.
Killzone 2 is on there because the single player didn't really hook me like Modern Warfare's did, but the multiplayer was phenomenal. So those are my honorable mentions. Now on to the actual list. At the number 10 spot falls a little game on Xbox Live Arcade called Trials HD, which you know, was easily my favorite arcade game of the year. And was just so, it was so original, and fresh. It was unlike anything I had played, so it really caught my attention. And I really, really, really liked that game. So that's
great.
Easily my arcade game of the year, and
I still need to play it.
I can't believe you haven't bought it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, really good.
Awesome game.
Yeah.
Number 9 on my list would be Demon's Souls, or Demon's Souls. Another fantastic game. Really enjoyed the time that I spent with that. Tough as nails.
Yeah.
And honestly, its difficulty is the reason why I never went back and bought the game after my after the trade review versions went offline. Just because it was so tough and so demanding on my time that I decided it wasn't worth my investment at this point because I wouldn't have enough time to dedicate to it. But it was a fantastic game. Number 8 is a game that Killer Wolverine loves to remind me that I didn't even want to play in the first place, and that would be Red Faction Guerrilla, which admittedly I thought the demo was terrible. And then I bought the full game on multiple people's recommendation, and it was, you know, one of my favorite games of the year, but I think probably my favorite competitive multiplayer game of the year.
That was so much fun online.
It's got a great online. I love the destructibility. I love the open-endedness of the single player. Really, really good game. Number 6 is another open world game that is actually my favorite open world game of the year. And would have been, were it not for another specific game near the very top, the best superhero game of the year. That would be Infamous. That comes in at number 7 for me. Infamous is, I mean, it's easily the best open world game of the year, in my opinion. The character that they created with Cole was fantastic. The powers are all great. I love the maneuverability around the environment. The story is fantastic. It's just great, great game. And honestly, would have been a lot higher on my list were it not for the glut of great games that came out at the end of the year. Number 6, that honor falls to New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which is a great game. Probably, honestly, my favorite Mario game since Mario 64. I actually prefer it to Super Mario Galaxy. I loved Super Mario World. That's one of my favorite games of all time. So to play what basically boils down to a combination between Super Mario 3 and Super Mario World, which are, in my opinion, still the two best Mario games of all time, led to a very, very good, experience. And then the co-op just made it even better. That lands at number 6. Number 5 on my list is Borderlands. Best co-op game of the year. Fantastic shooter. Actually, my shooter of the year. The graphics and art style in that game did so much to make it stand out from the crowd. And honestly, if it had had a standard like Fallout 3 style to it, it wouldn't have been as high on my list. But the style of the game world, the nature of the characters, and the comedic aspects to the game, laying on top of one of the best shooting mechanics of the year, in my opinion, and a whole lot of awesome loot. Fantastic game. So now we break into the top 4. As mentioned, these are all so close that it was very tough for me to break them down, but here's how I came down on it. Number 4, Street Fighter 4. Very easily could have been my number 1 game of the year, but it rejuvenated the Street Fighter series and 2D fighters in general. Fantastic online play, great cast of characters, controls are smooth as butter. Fantastic game. What's that look on your face for?
The face that he made.
Oh.
Nothing
oh, it was nothing
list.
For... No.
Gotcha.
It wasn't for you.
Oh, gotcha. So, but Street Fighter IV also lands at number 4 on my list because of the awesome theme song.
Oh, stop it.
Coming in at number 3 on my list, Batman Arkham Asylum. Really, really, really good game. Best Batman game ever, easily. Best superhero game ever, easily. Great cast of characters, great voice acting, which is something actually the top 3 games in my list all have in common is great voice acting.
That gives me a good hint.
They,
even Street Fighter? Oh, you
Street
said top Fighter, 3.
Yeah.
I was like, even Street
no.
Fighter? No. no, what are you doing?
But I love, to me, the biggest thing, honestly, that pushed Batman into my top 3 were the Riddler challenges. I loved those. I loved figuring them out. I loved, to me, it was like a, it was a collectible that didn't feel like a chore like most collectibles do.
Yeah.
Because the method that you had to go about to solve most of them and the way you had to do most of the exploring was head and shoulders above most games in terms of collectibles. So, Batman Arkham Asylum, fantastic game, another game that could have easily been number 1. Number 2.
Oh, here it goes.
Dragon Age Origins.
Wow, really?
My favorite RPG of the year, the best medieval style Western RPG that I've played in a long time. Fantastic story, fantastic voice acting, fantastic cast of characters. I also, like Gambus Khan, started the game over 3 or 4 times. All the origins that I played so far were fantastic, and it holds the distinction of literally being the only game, and this is especially telling for an RPG, the only game that I have ever beaten and then immediately went back and started to beat again. So, just really, really good. So many decisions to make, so many branching paths. Very, very solid game. And number one, my number one game of the year, Fight Night Round 4. No, I'm just kidding. Uncharted 2. I mean, there's not much else I can say about Uncharted 2 that everybody else hasn't already said. The voice acting is the best in the industry. The story was phenomenal. The single player pacing is phenomenal. And the fact that you've got such a great single player game that also has an amazingly fun multiplayer mode means there's no doubt that it takes my top spot.
All right. So we're going to move on to the K-Dubs.
All right. I guess I could start with the honorable mentions. That's pretty much everything.
Every game ever released.
I'm lucky if I played 20 games this year with the lack of the funds, but so pretty much everything that I haven't played that I want to play, and there's too many to mention for honorable mentions. I have a list of those separately in my shopping list whenever I get the funds to
there you go.
Do it. So, number 10, Shadow Complex. Just awesome game.
That was an awesome game.
I need to go back and collect everything. I mean, it just for an arcade game, wow. Just the look and the play, and it's just awesome. Just awesome. Mario Brothers takes the 9th spot for the Wii. Again, just phenomenal to play 4-player. The single player, of course, can't be. It's Mario.
Right.
And it's Mario.
It's Mario.
It's awesome. 8's Peggle.
Peggle!
Had to put Peggle on there because, God, that ate so many hours of my life. And it continues to do so. Now
Peggle!
I have it not only on the Xbox, but Peggle Knights on the PSN whenever I get. Well, let's face it, I'm never going to beat the original Peggle, so...
Peggle!
It's just awesome. It's just so fucking addicting, and that leads me to Trials, which is number 7, because that's also addicting. It just surprised me. I you know, when that game came out and played the demo, it looks good. It's just harder than fuck.
Yeah, that's the truth. But,
and the skill games keep me coming back, trying to beat my, you know... score and everyone else's score is just really good for an arcade game. Borderlands is 6, what everyone else said about it, just really want to play more of it, tell you the truth. It's just awesome game now that I'm high enough level to keep my own when I play it online.
Borderlands.
So, Red Faction is 5. And I'm surprised that, you know.
It's as low as it is?
Yeah. Well, what? Low?
Thought it would be higher.
Top 5, man.
Thought it would be higher.
No. You gotta keep in mind, it was kind of hard to sort this with all the little games that I've played, so I had to put it in top 5, so, I mean, just blowing shit up is just, you can't get tired of that.
You can't beat that.
Online's phenomenal, the single player's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I like the story.
Yeah, I like the single player, too.
It's just, Modern Warfare is next.
Wow. Modern Warfare above Red Faction. That shocks me. And so far, no, wait, you're not the only one to have Modern Warfare on your list. I thought Gambus didn't have it on his list, but he had it low.
Yeah, he had it low.
There's what else to say about it that we haven't said before. It's good single player. Obviously, it shines with multiplayer, and just it's Modern Warfare. It's awesome.
Spec Ops.
Spec Ops. Yes,
that's all you need to say.
Sums it up in 2 words: Spec Ops. Top threes. 3 is Resident Evil 5.
Wow. Not on anybody else's list.
Wow. A game that I said...
you just shocked Gambus.
Holy cow.
A game from Go, I said, I don't want to play this. Top 3. I mean, I played the fuck out of this game. It's just... wow.
Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
Shocking.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. It shocked me when I played it and how much I played it and how just the story, the look, the actual play is just... phenomenal. Just phenomenal. I had a blast playing it online. Not with Zero, but his wife.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I kind of got tired. I'm like, okay, you guys, I'm done with this. I've beat it twice. All right, I'm done. That's more than I beat most games.
Yeah, I played that more than anything else on this list, even the top two. So I should say something about the top two.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. It was just incredible. 2 is Infamous.
Wow.
Wow. Mm. That's
nice.
Shocking.
Infamous love.
Up there. Yeah.
Yeah, that game. The story is really what captured me, and the powers, like you said, and the character that they created of Cole. And,
I bet I know what number 1 is.
And, you know, going through, you know, obviously it's nothing new to choose which side you go into,
right,
light or dark, but the way it was done and everything.
Yeah.
That it was just awesome game.
Agreed.
I need to go back and play through more of that. Oh, God, it was such an awesome game. And Uncharted is 1. I mean, shit. I mean,
3 for 3 on Uncharted.
3 for 3.
Huh.
I have a feeling you will not be sharing that sentiment.
My goodness, such disdain in your voice when you say that.
I just don't understand how it can't be on majority of people's top 3. They can't make a better game than Uncharted. They really can't. Single player's phenomenal. Multiplayer's phenomenal. The voice acting, the best.
Yeah.
The best.
Easily the best.
Yeah. That I've ever heard. And
well, I guess tied, in my opinion, with Dragon Age, just because all the voice actors from Uncharted are also in Dragon Age. So
it's the same guys.
I dare you to find a prettier looking game.
Yeah,
it can't be
the best graphics of the year.
It really, I don't think anything can top it.
Don't you dare me.
I dare you to. You can't.
I could. I just said don't dare me. Don't bring your propaganda in here.
It had it all, and wow, I'm waiting to see if there is a third one, how they're going to top it, because shit, that bar we talked about, how we said in the first one, they're going to raise, how we said we couldn't see how they raised it, raised it.
They raised it. We'll see how they can do it in the third one. That's phenomenal.
And the thing is, visually speaking about Uncharted 2, you know, when I look at magazines, like gaming magazines and stuff, I can't even find a game that's coming out next year that looks like it even matches
I mean, that,
the graphics of
Uncharted 2. Honestly, though, I mean, Killzone betters it in lighting, the first one, the first Uncharted. But until Killzone, there was nothing that came out that even rivaled the first one in graphics for probably a year and a half.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, the only thing that Killzone had over the first Uncharted is its lighting. Everything else, the first Uncharted was still better than even it. Yeah. So I imagine Uncharted 2 is going to be the game to beat for a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
A long
yes
time. 'Cause Wow.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, wow. Not to say that, you know, Batman didn't look good or
yeah,
any of the games.
Exactly.
But shit. It was just amazing.
Well, I guess I'll rattle off my honorable mentions and scare everybody else out. Because I honorable mentioned Demon's Souls. It's a great
nice.
Game.
Yeah.
I honorable mentioned Madden just because I've probably put more hours into that than almost anything. Honorable mentioned Peggle.
Hmm.
Honorable mention Infamous.
Wow, honorable mention on Infamous, huh?
Yep. Honorable mention Afro Samurai. What happened to the love for that?
That's a good game. It,
I love that
game. It wasn't even close to my top 10, though.
Oh, it wasn't in my top 10. I just didn't mention
right.
it because I loved it. And honorable mention Modern Warfare 2.
Dun, 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 dun.
So only two of the four had Modern Warfare on their list, and only one in the top five.
Wow. What happened?
Yeah.
But starting off with number 10, I had to put Street Fighter on there.
Yes.
It was an argument between that and Blaze Blue, and I love them both, like, eternally. They're great games,
mm-hmm.
but I think I just had to go with Street Fighter overall. I just think it was a better game, even though
right.
Blaze Blue was awesome. Number 9 was Borderlands.
Wow.
I believe it was that low.
Yeah, that's
love
crazy.
Love that game,
yeah.
but there was so much other stuff above it.
The thing is, you play so many games throughout the whole year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At number 8 is New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which a Wii game actually made it onto my list. I think it made it on all of our lists.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that game's just awesome.
It's just so phenomenal.
Yeah. We had a fun time playing it that
great,
night.
Great, 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 great.
At number 7 was Red Faction Guerrilla, because I absolutely adore that game. It was such a great game. I still want to play that game, even though I've beat it and I've played the multiplayer to death.
Yeah.
I love that game.
Yeah.
At number 6 is Shadow Complex.
Hmm.
That is a great game.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've played a good, solid 2D exploration action game.
Yeah.
And which is noted, the voice acting was pretty good in that game, too.
Well, it's because it was Nolan North. I mean, keep going back to this.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he should have won Best Voice Actor of the Year.
Easily.
Yeah.
He should have won just because he's in everything.
Yeah.
He's like the Samuel L. Jackson of video games.
Yeah.
Or
the Kevin Bacon.
And then my top 5 starts off with a surprise for me, which was Dragon Age Origins, landed at number 5.
Great game.
30-plus hours of that game that I didn't think I was really going to get into, which amazed me.
Yeah.
Number 4 was a game on nobody else's list because I know most of you didn't play it, but it was Assassin's Creed 2.
Yep, that's my biggest regret this year.
Yeah, same here.
That game, to me, was just so captivating and really showed that you can make a better game and you can fix everything that was wrong with the first one and make it what the first one should have been.
Yep.
And it was just excellent game. At number 3, I have to give love to it and probably would have been my game of the year had it not been for the other two, was Trials. I'm sorry. I probably put 50 hours in that fucking game.
Yeah, I'm going to put more in this
week.
Yeah,
this week. DLC comes out this week.
Really was the DLC ad.
Like 35 new tracks. 35
tracks, skill games.
New physics objects.
Too, yeah.
New physics objects.
Wow.
Awesome.
Only for 400 points.
Wow.
Yeah. $5, man. It's a steal.
Yeah.
I need to get this game.
Yeah,
this game
do.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to break the trend by saying my number 2 game is Uncharted 2.
Oh.
Nothing against the game. Absolutely nothing. I loved it. Played it in 2 sittings. Adored it. But my number 1 game I basically played in 1 sitting. And it's the only game all year long that I've been thinking about I want to play it again so bad, which was Batman. That's the only game that I've sat there and I go, I want to play this game again right now. As soon as I finished it, I wanted to play it again. And still to this day, I can't stop thinking about how good that game was. So
phenomenal.
It was a struggle between the top 2.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's either my fanboyism or the fact that I just really, really love that game. But
I think it's probably the Batman fanboyism, mostly.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt. If they'd have made the quality caliber Wolverine game of the same thing, you probably would have lost out to that.
Yeah.
Probably.
But you can't help it.
Right.
Batman was
because
so
fucking
good.
Because when you take the character that you love so much,
and they make a game
make an awesome
that's
game
so fucking good.
That also now sets the bar for superhero games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
sure.
And we're looking forward to hopefully this year seeing a sequel, which, you know, we said it's probably too soon, but fuck, with a game that good,
yeah,
you just want more.
Yeah, as long as it's the same engine and we get new stuff,
yeah,
I'll probably be completely satisfied. It won't be Game of the Year material, but it'll still be really fucking
good. You don't
good.
Know that.
No, I don't. But I'm just saying, if that's all they do, if that's the minimum of what they do.
Which, you know, there's going to be minimum plus more.
I know.
There's no doubt.
Because
in my
Rocksteady
mind.
Has... Yeah, they've stolen my heart.
Well, hopefully they can do what they what Naughty Dog did to Uncharted.
I will be there.
Oh, can you
raising
imagine
that
with
bar
bells on?
That much further? Because
wow, I just can't imagine though in a year that they'll be able to raise the bar as high. It just seems like if it was coming out in 2011, I think it would have a lot better chance of being a
again,
huge step up.
It may be pushed back. We don't know when 2000. It might be late 2010.
Yeah, the thing is. A lot of companies, they announce years. I mean, remember Final Fantasy 13 was supposed to come out back in, like, 07, you know? It's still not out yet.
Yeah.
I think a lot of companies say release dates or years just to keep people's interest for the game.
Yeah.
Even though they might be knowing, like, oh, this definitely won't be out until 2011, but we'll tell them 2010. Just to keep interest.
I don't think anyone's going to forget about Batman anytime soon.
I don't think so either. I think it's more or less just building up a hype train for the second.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah.
Just watching you play it and playing the few minutes that I played so far. Just awesome.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Cannot wait for the next one. But at the same time, cannot wait to play through the first one again.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't win the license game at VGAs, did it?
No.
No.
South Park did.
Oh, went to South Park?
What? South Park did.
Really? I thought Wolverine won, too.
That's what I thought.
Best licensed game for TV show or movie was South Park.
Huh.
Which, that's a good game, but...
It's a good... But come on.
But come on.
Come on. All right, so now we get to do what we all voted on over the last couple weeks, which was the best games of the year according to different categories. A lot of landslides and a lot of really too close to calls. Started off with the best co-op experience, which was pretty much a landslide, won by Borderlands.
I got one question right before this.
Yes.
Like, whose opinions? I know it's the four of us.
It also included Kat.
Uh-huh.
Our two freelancers. Odian. I think there were seven people.
Okay.
Or eight people. But not everybody voted for everything. Because they didn't play it.
Yeah, I didn't vote for a couple categories.
So.
Yeah.
Best co-op experience was a landslide. Borderlands 1 with only one vote for Left 4 Dead. So, that was kind of weird. But it was pretty much Borderlands. Best rhythm game was a neck-and-neck tie until the end. And it finally got decided just because it's so different and it really was good was DJ Hero. Beatles Rock Band was the runner-up. A lot of people voted for that. But in the end, it just came down to which one was more innovative, which one was more, you know, original, kind of things like that, whereas Beatles was more like a... Should have been an expansion for Rock Band 2.
Right.
So, and Guitar Hero 5 got one vote.
Hey, man. That's the only one I played, all right?
All right. Best downloadable game was another one that was really, really close. We had a lot of one votes, including Tales of Monkey Island, which was great. Five episodes of DLC was a great series. Flower, which Kat says we're all boring because none of us voted for it. She wanted me to tell you that.
No comment. I have no
comment on that. You know what else is boring? Flower.
Yeah. I played Flower. Yeah. I did. I gave it a chance.
It just wasn't your cup of tea.
I didn't like it, so.
Yeah.
But it came down between Shadow Complex and Trials, and in the end, Trials edged out with one vote. So, but either way it could have went, it'd have been awesome. Best open world game, it was pretty much a landslide. Infamous won that out, pretty much hands down. There was a vote for Red Faction, a vote for Prototype, and a vote for Assassin's Creed 2.
Wow, somebody voted for Prototype?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah, so... Infamous pretty much nailed that one. Racing game was another landslide with Forza 3 winning that out with one vote for Need for Speed Shift. License game was a joke.
Yeah.
Batman won that hands down. Wasn't even a challenge. RPG was almost a landslide as well. Demon's Souls did get one vote. Dragon Age took the rest. Best action game was close. Actually, it would have been a tie, but I didn't vote. which is why I always vote last, just to see how close everything is and to see if my vote actually matters in changing anything, because that's, you know,
right.
just kind of makes it easier. I probably would have voted for Batman, but Infamous got technically the most votes. Infamous got 3, Batman got 2, Uncharted got 1, and Red Faction got 1. But as far as action games go, I went ahead and just said, just give it to Infamous. It deserves it. It was a better action game than Batman was, so.
Right. I would consider Batman and Uncharted to be more adventure games.
Yeah, then that's why I decided to go with Infamous, so. But it was close. Fighting game was not even close. It was all Street Fighter. Modern Warfare did win an award. It was best shooter.
Wow. I think the one Borderlands vote was me.
I think it was. There was one for Borderlands and one for Red Faction Guerrilla. The rest of them were for Modern Warfare. Best sports game ended up being Madden.
Ugh.
With 3 votes.
With 3 votes.
And 4 other games got 1 vote.
Yeah.
Which included Tiger Woods, NHL 10, MLB The Show, and FIFA 10. So.
But they're all EA.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Oh. Show's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Best strategy game. This was hard because nobody voted.
Right.
Because not very many people played.
What was it?
Best strategy game. Dawn of War 2 got 1 vote. Knights in the Nightmare got 1 vote. Wonder who that was.
God of War 2?
Dawn.
Oh, I was like, what?
Not God of War.
Dawn of War.
But the winner ended up being Empire Total War with a total of 2 votes. The worst game of the year, Infernal Hell's Vengeance and iHooey both got 1 vote. Darkest of Days got 2 votes. And the king of crap this year was Leisure Suit Larry.
Box office bust.
Box office bust. Which got 3 votes.
I'm surprised 3 people played that game.
Unfortunately, I was one of them. Best handheld game. Kind of shocked me. Dragon Quest 4 or 6. No, Dragon Quest 5, I'm sorry.
5.
Got 1 vote. Little Big Planet got 2. Mm-hmm. And GTA Chinatown Wars ended up winning with 3
nice,
votes.
Really?
The best mobile game ended up being Flight Control 2.
No, Flight Control.
Flight Control.
With 2 votes.
With 2 votes. And then Flood It with 1 vote, and then my typo, which was actually a PC game, got it 2 votes, but that didn't count because it wasn't a mobile game.
What?
Which was magical to me. I'm like, 2 people voted for a game that wasn't even mobile. You obviously didn't play it. What's going on?
Yeah.
And the game of the year, even with my vote on Batman, Uncharted still came out by 1 vote. There were 4 votes for Uncharted, 3 votes for Batman, 1 for Dragon Age, and 1 for Modern Warfare. So,
game of the year for ZTGameDomain.com
was Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2.
And see, I'm fair. I could have fixed the votes.
You could have fixed it.
But that is our awards for the year. That is our picks for the year. And now we have some time.
Now we got some time to run through some questions.
Well, congratulations to Uncharted.
Congratulations to the folks at Naughty Dog.
Yeah. Great effort.
If I had a vote, I would say Naughty Dog would be my studio of the year, if we had a studio of the year choice, which we didn't this year, oddly enough. We didn't do best studio. We didn't do best graphics.
There's a lot of categories we could have sat there and came up with.
We didn't do console of the year.
I don't like that award.
Yeah, I don't like that award much either, but people usually expect it. But we're not usually huge fans of the console.
If they
want to
expect
award.
It, I don't think anybody in this room would argue that it was the PS3.
I think that pretty much that's a given this year with Infamous and Uncharted 2 and
Ratchet and Clank, Demon's Souls. I mean, nobody would argue that.
Yeah.
They had the best exclusives. They had the best updates, all that stuff. They had everything the best this year.
I think graphics of the year obviously goes to Uncharted.
Yeah, nobody's going to argue that one.
Right.
The problem is when you come up with that many categories, there's just like one game that's going to win it.
Right.
You know, and you're like, we had best survival horror game on there, and I nixed it because I'm like, dude, what's going to win outside of Left 4 Dead?
Resident Evil.
Well, yeah, but okay, 2 games. It's like there's 2 games.
The studio of the year would have been tough, though, between Rocksteady and Naughty Dog. That would have been a tough call.
I'd have had to probably give it to Rocksteady just because
they didn't have a foundation.
Yeah,
build
there
on.
Was nothing. It just came out of nowhere. Either that, or as much as I love that game, Red Lynx, the guys who did Trials,
It's
come out of nowhere, man. And great support, and the DLC's coming out, and just really good guys. So, all right, we're gonna do some questions. First one comes from Baseball Fan 15. He says, first off, great job on getting your soundboard fixed. A+ for style.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So question one, this is for Gambus. How far are you on your book describing the difference between a nerd and a geek?
I'm on the title page currently. Look for it in 20...
Never.
45.
20, never.
45? Man, that's too soon.
Nobody will know what a nerd and a geek is by the time you get that book out.
Yeah, yeah, no shit.
It'll be like...
911.
Forgotten lexicon.
Yeah. Because everybody will be a nerd and a geek in the future.
Yeah, they won't even be...
In the future!
Yeah.
In the future. All
right, question two. What game do you want to see a sequel for? I think I already answered that. I'm already getting it. Honestly, before it was announced, I really wanted a sequel of Force Unleashed 2, even though I had no idea what the hell they would do with it.
Yeah.
I really wanted one. But I got that, and I got Batman.
Dragon Age. That's a game I really want a sequel for.
Yeah, but you know how BioWare is.
Yeah.
Where's that sequel to Jade Empire?
Yeah, no doubt. At least they left Dragon Age way open for a sequel. And I think Dragon Age is probably sold better than Jade Empire did.
I want a Borderlands 2 with deeper customization.
For your character?
Agreed.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm still waiting for Beyond Good and Evil 2.
That's in limbo, apparently.
I wish it would get unlimboed.
Limbo.
Do the limbo rock.
All right, question three. Do you know what a machinima is? And if you do, what is your favorite series?
Yep.
It's got to be fucking, was it Rooster?
Red versus Blue.
Red versus Blue.
I've never watched any of it.
Really?
So, no.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I picked up season one a long time ago.
I've never watched any of those machinima.
It's pretty funny.
Question four. Thanks. Have you been naughty or nice? What kind of naughty are you referring to?
I'd like to think that I've been nice this year.
I'm always nice. I mean,
with the exception of with Killer Wolverine's mom.
Oh, ew.
Then he's naughty. He's Randy, baby.
Randy.
I like to think I'm a nice guy, but you know what I do behind the closed doors and confines and privacy of my own house.
Wow. All right.
Okay, next topic.
Suddenly, I want us to hurry up and get the show over with so I can leave.
But thing is, I mean, the type of job that I have as a security officer, sometimes I have to be rude.
Naughty.
Yeah,
got to be naughty.
Yeah, I got to be a little bit naughty sometimes, you know.
I can't see you being naughty.
See you being rude.
Yeah, I can't either.
Well, thing is, when I have to, like, say something that someone doesn't, you know, want to hear, I usually say it without emotion.
Do you get all, like, firm in your voice? Like,
yeah,
do this, motherfucker.
I'm just like, hey, it's the rules. That's the only
it's
thing.
The rules, bitch.
It's the rules.
Gotta play by the rules.
Gotta play by the rules. That's just how it is.
What three games are you most looking forward to in 2010?
Oh, my God. Only three games?
Only three, brother.
The top three? Ugh. Obviously, number one would be Final Fantasy 13.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly.
What?
I don't know.
Because, Final Fantasy 13, I've been looking forward to this game for, like, 3 years now.
Never mind.
I know.
Never mind.
I know.
All right.
As long as you know. I know. You hate RPGs and Final Fantasy.
It's not that I hate. Never mind. I'm not going to say. We'll just go on. It's fine.
But,
it's good.
I don't know.
Super!
The other two...
If you don't say it, I'm going to kick you.
What, Batman?
No, not Batman. I'm going to pick Batman, obviously.
Yeah.
But is there a little game?
I think he's thinking Mass Effect.
No, actually, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No, I know exactly which one he's thinking of. You've got the two prequels right there sitting next to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's only been 5 years since we've played a God of War.
Yeah, God of War.
It hasn't been 5 years.
Yeah, it has.
No, it hasn't. God of War 2 was 2006. It was February 2006.
Okay, I'm sorry, 4 years.
It's been almost four years.
Almost five.
almost four years.
Yeah.
Because it's not even 2010 yet.
I got
looking forward.
God of War 3 and Mass Effect 2. Yep. There we go.
I would say...
And all that comes out in first quarter.
Army of Two. God of War and Bioshock 2...
You didn't even beat the first one.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll say God of War 3. I don't know, probably either Halo Reach or Crackdown 2.
Hmm.
But the number one game I'm looking forward to next year is Mass Effect 2. That's my number one game
for
next year.
See, it's got to be God of War.
Yeah.
And it's got to be Crackdown 2.
Yeah.
And if it makes it out next year, definitely Batman. So.
I wouldn't hold my breath, though.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't care. Still, even without Batman, next year is going to be the best year I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you got that right. Quarter one, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Another one, crap. I just forgot.
No, you only got three, bitch.
Yeah, I know. Okay, never mind.
Back in the day. Which was a Thursday, by the way.
Yes.
Did you prefer Sega or Nintendo? I sit and wish I was a
kid again. Nintendo for me, all the way.
Yeah, Nintendo.
I think I was a Sega guy. I went Sega mostly because, if we're talking Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis Super Nintendo is when I always assume people are talking when they say Sega Nintendo.
I would definitely probably have been a Genesis guy, but that's because back then I was all into the blood and the gore, and Nintendo just didn't satisfy my thirst.
Yeah.
Until Mortal Kombat 2.
I knew how you were back then.
Yes, I love those games.
If somebody exploded or if there was blood going all over the place, it was automatically in like your top 10 games of that year.
I love that shit back then, you know? But that's not to say I didn't love my Marios and my Zeldas. There was no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But I think I preferred my Genesis.
Yeah, it's...
Nodding's not going to let them know what you think.
I don't know, because I had both. So, but I think I would be...
You had both.
Yeah.
Ooh, I Mr. Fancy Rich Pants.
Yeah, what happened to those days? Sega.
Sega?
Sega.
Sega!
Sega!
So we got two for Sega and two for Nintendo.
Yeah.
But both of them were awesome.
And yeah. I still, to this day, think that the Super Nintendo is the best system ever. So, I mean, it's an easy call for me.
You wouldn't believe it, but I honestly think the PlayStation 2 is the best system ever.
It's still going.
It's up there. It's up there. Yeah.
Still going strong.
What is your favorite soda? S-O-D-A, soda.
Soda.
I have to interject, though, that my only problem with the PS2 being the best system of all time is that I can still go back and play games from the Super Nintendo. If I go back and try and play games from the PS2 now, they have aged not well.
I just played two games from the PlayStation 2
that were awesome. That were remastered in HD.
I could have played them without it.
Huh?
I could have played them without it. I can still... I don't know. I think you might be thinking PS1.
The PS2 just didn't... I mean, PS1 aged terribly.
Yeah, games that one
PS1
was like the
PS1
worst.
Terrible. But in my opinion, 3D graphics will never age as well as 2D graphics do.
Yeah.
And to me, the games on the Super Nintendo have aged more gracefully than even games from the PlayStation 2.
I don't know. There's a lot of PlayStation 2 games I could still go back and go, God, that looks good. Hmm. Even though I don't like the game Shadow of the Colossus. You can go back and look at it. It's like, damn, that looks good.
It does look good.
Metal Gear Solid. Any of the Metal Gear Solids on the PS2.
Those games are harder on your eyes when you're used to HD than 2D games are.
Soda?
One I currently really enjoy is the import Monster.
Monster!
That I was drinking right now.
Right this
Does that
minute.
Qualify as soda?
Yeah, it's
soda.
Soda, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'd qualify it. If I had to pick like a mainstream soda, that's just, you know, just plain soda, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. You know what's delicious?
What's that?
Dr. Thunder.
I bet he is.
That's the Walmart version of Dr. Pepper.
Yes, it is.
Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
I go for the Coke. I'm Coke. A Coke man.
Coke.
Mountain Dew is my favorite, but I'll honestly drink any kind of pop. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, here. I like just about everything, except I don't really like Sprite anymore.
Sprite's hard on my esophagus.
I like Sprite.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I like any kind of pop.
Yeah.
What's your fave?
Shit.
All time, brother.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain.
That's right.
Can't go wrong.
And notice we all keep calling it pop because we're from Ohio.
Yeah. I call it soda.
Well, that's because you're a freak.
Oh, apparently I'm normal.
you're a freak for around here.
Around here I might be a freak, but I always call it soda.
Soda.
Do you read any magazines?
Yes. I probably spend just as much on magazines a month than I do anything else.
Do you read them in the shitter?
No. I read them at work.
You're weird. You don't read while you shit?
Nope.
That's weird.
No. I don't.
I don't really know another, a man that doesn't.
That's another question for another time.
Yeah.
We'll have to lay
I'm
that
sorry,
one
I just don't believe that. That's impossible to me. What do you do? Do you just stare at the wall? I'm so concernicus right now. I can't do that.
And I don't play my DS.
Well, I'd hope you wouldn't play your DS. That'd be a little weird to me. I'd be afraid I'd drop it or something.
Yeah.
And wipe your hands, and it's a touch screen of all things. You know, be careful.
But magazines, I like reading Retro Gamer, Edge, Play, Game Informer.
I only read Game Informer.
Nintendo Power. I think Nintendo Power is the best official magazine out of the official magazines.
Yeah, I haven't read the official magazines in like a fortnight.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've read an official magazine.
I really
only read Game Informer. I used to really like EGM.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Are they really?
Yes.
Nice.
Coming back.
So really anymore, all I read is Game Informer. I used to love Nintendo Power when I was a kid, when Nintendo Power was in its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot EGM was coming back.
Are they going to switch my subscription back over then?
No.
Fuck that.
It's a new EGM.
Yeah.
It's got Dan Shu in it, though, which is awesome.
Dan Shu is awesome.
And Sean Baby.
Yeah.
Sean Baby.
Sean Baby's cool, too.
It's going to be awesome. And number 9, why didn't you talk about the new Halo Reach trailer last week? It was kind of a big deal. We did talk about it.
Yeah, we did talk about it a little bit.
And I said,
we didn't really go into it too much.
There wasn't really much to talk about.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, here's some dudes.
It was a nice little 2-minute treat.
There's some Spartans with their helmets off.
Hey, here's Halo.
Yeah.
Thing is, though.
I'm excited about it, though.
Oh, I am, too. I'm sure it'll be good.
If you watch the trailer, because I rewatched it recently on Xbox, the conversation that the character has kind of gives you an idea of where the direction that he's like, you're no solo, no solo action
forget
anymore.
Forget that lone wolf stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, you know, is this going to be like a primary co-op experience?
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be a squad-based shooter.
Which I'm all for. I think, you know, despite the fact that a lot of people and a lot of podcasts I listen to is like Halo Schmalo. Yeah, whatever, yawn. The thing is, you know, even though, you know, people are getting tired of Halo, I still think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I love the Halo universe, so.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm actually looking forward to the anime that's coming out.
No, there's no doubt that Halo Reach is going to be a great game, but I don't know. People get a little too worked up over the trailers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them will ever match that Halo 2 trailer.
I don't know. The Halo 3 one, whew. It still gives me tingles.
I love...
What the hell is it, tingles?
I need a weapon.
The Finish the Fight trailer?
Yeah.
I got that music on my iPod, just that piece of music.
Yeah.
And I listen...
Do you listen to that while you take a shit?
Oh.
Do-do-do.
Wow.
I actually listen to that track quite often, as a matter of fact.
That was a good trailer.
Yeah, that was a really good trailer. It's one of those things where it doesn't really show you a lot, but it's got a very deep...
Get you pumped up.
Yeah, it impact.
Also
yeah.
shows you the impact of what music can do for you.
Yes, yes. Very, very, very well, yeah.
All right, next question comes from... I guess I'll just say DM18, because the X's are not supposed to be there. Is that right?
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
He says, what's going on, Q? What's up? I think he was supposed to say crew.
Yeah, he changed it in the next one.
Yeah. I asked this question a while ago, but now that things have changed, I will re-ask. Now that you guys have Skype going, is there a chance you guys could have a contest where the prize is to have one of your fans call in through Skype to contribute? Yes, we've actually thought of that.
Yeah, we've considered that.
Hmm.
That may be something that finds its way onto the podcast in 2010.
Yeah.
Assuming we don't get kicked off and replaced by cooler people.
Who are they going to get?
I don't know.
They ain't going to get nobody.
Jeff Keighley seems to do everything video game related.
He's not going to replace us. He's too busy. Michael Pachter might come in and replace us, though. They just predicted there's going to be a Wii HD and wear flip-flops. Sam in Seattle says, just in case you guys haven't noticed, I really love Demon Souls.
Indeed.
So I'll make an effort to stop provoking discussion on the topic. With that in mind, here are my cues. Number one, sorry Gambus for spamming you with damn it Gambus finish Uncharted already. Type messages. But when will you finish Uncharted? You've been putting off playing it for quite some time, and I don't think you'll ever finish it. And that's just the first Uncharted.
Boom. In your face,
boom.
Gambus.
This is my boomstick.
Yeah.
In your Mega Man shirt-wearing face.
You know something? That sounds like a challenge.
It does sound like a challenge. It's a retro gaming challenge.
He threw down the gauntlet. Yes. I will finish Uncharted.
Step up.
That's not the question. When?
Yeah, he said when, bitch.
2015.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll all be done with Uncharted 5 by then.
Yeah.
Number two, am I the only one who's really excited for Peace Walker? After playing the demo that IGN posted after TGS, I'm psyched to play the full game, and it's actually my most anticipated game for the first half of next year, even over all the other titles I've been waiting for so long.
Wow. It must have left quite an impression.
I guess so. I mean, it looked good. But
I do not care about Peace Walker.
I second that.
I do.
I know you do. I don't care about
it. I don't care.
I don't have a PSP anymore.
I'm looking forward to downloading it. You need to get a PSP. You need to get a PSP, man.
Yeah, let me pull up the
I'll get a PSP as soon as whoever stole mine brings it back.
Which means never.
Never.
Alright. Number three. Any idea what the song was in the first 20 or so episodes of the podcast that played before the news segment? I can't remember any of the lyrics, but I'm pretty sure the song had a chick singer or a really feminine dude. Yes, that was Tsunami Bomb.
I remember that band.
Yeah. My steel trap of a memory. Tsunami Bomb. I don't remember the name of the song, but the band's called Tsunami Bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's back when we used to do like musical interludes in the middle of the show.
Yeah, for no reason.
For no apparent reason. That's when we used to take actual breaks. And would be like, why are we actually doing this? Because it's live to tape. It's not like we're live. We don't need to have a musical interlude in the middle.
I think we should start doing commercials.
Yes.
Just take a commercial break. We'll be back right after this important
message. Right after this important message.
From your nuts.
And then we'll get sponsors on board. And we'll all start making money.
And then, once again, any plans for the game night? Or did I miss it? We talked about that. Hopefully all four of us next week, but I will be on this week for sure.
Yeah, I'll be on this week for sure, too.
Yeah. So, but K-Dub can't make it.
I'll let y'all know, but if it's before Wednesday, I'm... No.
We should probably announce this now that we're not doing a show next week because it's Christmas.
Right.
And then... If we do a game night next week, we'll put it in the thread, the forums.
Right, we'll
thread.
Put it in the forums. And announce it on Twitter, obviously.
Just make sure to
look for
it.
But you got Twitter ready? Because we're about to get there.
Just make sure to look for it, because it may be this week. It depends. So.
But if you see me on this week, hit me up and we'll play something.
Yeah,
and
sounds like at least several of us will probably be on Wednesday night. But that's not an official game night.
Yeah.
We'll try and get one of those running next week.
I'll probably be more on, likely, on Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. So. He said, thanks for the awesome podcast. You guys are ridiculously funny. Second to Chappelle in my book.
Wow.
Fuck
that.
Wow, to be up
that
there
is
with Chappelle?
That is ridiculously high praise.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Praise that, as much as I really appreciate it, I'm not quite sure we deserve.
Well, thank you.
Fuck
thank
your
you
couch!
At least we didn't. Never mind.
Shh. It's okay. All right,
so we're on to Twitters now?
Twitters.
George H.W. Bush.
He did not tweet in.
Damn it.
Che Marungo last week says, am I too late? You were too late. But you're not too late, so we got you in this week. MK2 Forever says, no, why, for 10 minutes I missed the opportunity. Oh, well, next week. And we got you in this week, and we'll get you in later this week, too. And also in response, I think, to our show being over, Chuck Bartowski 1 just says, fuck. I felt the same way. big thanks to Axtus for retweeting us, by the way, for retweeting your post that the podcast was live.
This is recycled
retweeted
stuff.
Vigilante 8 says, hey guys, quick question. What is the longest time you have each been without sleep and why? Great show, guys. Thanks and Merry Christmas to all.
Wow.
Thank you and Merry Christmas back to you.
That was probably within the last month for me. I was really busy with, like, family and stuff. And
I think he's talking one long stretch.
Well, I mean, I went, like, 4 days with getting an average of 4 hours of sleep per day.
I think in one long stretch.
Yeah, he means, like, in you haven't slept at all in one long stretch.
Yeah.
I think 48 hours was my longest.
Wow.
That sucked.
I don't think I made it that much.
I think I was dying by the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've probably gone probably 34, 35. I know I've gone a couple times where I didn't sleep all night and didn't sleep again until the next night. All when I was in college and when I was younger.
I think about maybe like 31, 32 would probably be right around my range. Yeah.
I don't even think I could go 12 anymore.
It must be a bitch for you to 24. Go to work and come home and everything.
24 hours is mine.
24?
Yeah. That was several times, though, with the Halo launch and the 360 launch. Recent memory. So I can't do past 24. My body just shuts the fuck down.
Yeah.
I don't want you to let me down again.
I'm sorry, W. I won't.
Squeezed he.
Touch it.
Says, question for the crew. From this generation, which game's heroes and anti-heroes would you want to be, and which would you not want to be? He says, for example, he would want to be the Fable dude because of money and women. He would want to be Alex Mercer because of infinite power. Would not want to be Isaac Clarke because he lives in a bad world.
Yeah, I would not want to be Isaac Clarke.
Would not want to be the guy from The Condemned because he would never sleep.
You know who I wouldn't want to be?
Who's
the
that?
The fucking dude in Trials.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Get flipped around and beat the shit.
Blown up.
Any of the guys in Pain?
Yeah, I don't want to be those guys either.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't want to be David Hasselhoff anyway.
Aw.
He's in pain.
Yep.
Yeah. It's painful.
Who would you want?
Cole.
I'd kind of want to be Cole from Infamous.
I was about to say Cole.
He's got some great powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if
Nathan Drake.
I don't know if I'd want to be Cole.
Nathan Drake lives in
an
exciting life.
Why would you want to drive a car if you could fucking
hover,
shoot electricity from your
and ride
hands.
On frickin' power lines?
Yeah, man. Grind on that. Fuck you in your car. Go drive your Batmobile.
You know what else you couldn't do if you were Cole? Play video games.
Yep. It's true.
Oh, I just ruined all your fantasies.
Your entire life would be a video game if you were Cole from Infamous.
No, your entire life would be miserable because you know that superhero shit's only in the movies and video games. Somebody would shoot your ass down with a bucket of water. Fireman
would
come.
I would disagree with, what do you say, Alec Mercer?
Yeah,
dude from Red Faction.
No, the dude.
No, dude
oh, I'm
from
sorry.
Dude
prototype.
Prototype.
Yeah.
What's his name from Red Faction?
I don't fucking remember.
Fuck.
I don't remember.
Generic guy 12.
I would want to use his hammer of destruction.
Hammer of destruction.
You know, you could just go buy a sledgehammer.
Yeah, because that'll have the same effect.
It really will.
I'll tell you a person.
You can break concrete with a sledgehammer.
I know that, but and to the extent of Red Faction.
I think you have to be in the world of ridiculous.
Well, I would want to live in that world.
The world of ridiculous.
That was just awesome.
Also on Mars.
Fuck it. Let's go to Mars.
I'll tell you a person that I wouldn't want to be. The main character in Demon Souls.
I'm George W. Bush.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be him.
Because you get killed right at the very beginning of the game, and then you basically spend the whole entire afterlife getting killed over and over again.
45.
Yeah.
Times, at least.
At least.
It'd be kind of cool to be either Altair or Ezio from the Assassin's Creed games. Although, if you're Altair, you'd have to have your finger cut off, which is not really all that cool. By the way, I meant to ask you, because I haven't played Assassin's Creed 2 yet. Do they explain why he doesn't have to have a finger cut off?
Yeah.
They do explain it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. I don't need to know why. I just needed to know if they explained it.
From what I hear about Ezio, I think he would be a pretty cool character to be. Yeah. Thing is, Nathan Drake would also be a really cool character to be, but at the same time, I can kind of stand heights, but the heights that he goes through, my God.
Yeah.
I'd probably pee.
I
want to
be Afro Samurai.
Afro!
Yeah. That would be sweet.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
I'd like to see you in an Afro.
I'd love to be Afro Samurai. How cool would that be? Have Ninja hanging around? What's up?
What's up?
I don't know. I'd probably shoot myself. If he was hanging around.
I don't know. He's pretty funny. Moving on.
Shout out to John WUK who put us in his Follow Friday. Big shout out to him. We appreciate that. And to the whole Numb Thrum crew.
Well, have you checked out his new one? Game Noob?
I am a fan of it on Facebook, but I haven't actually had a chance to check it out.
It's fuzzy math.
It's fuzzy math. Jay Borsick says, going to see Avatar, so he'll be in the movie when we record. But he just, and this warms me down to the cockles of my heart.
That's the second time I heard that fucking phrase.
Said, I just wanted to let Wombat know that I got a mom to buy her son Two Human for Christmas. That is awesome.
Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Are appalling. Just appalling.
This is the only statement that fits buying a child Two Human for Christmas.
Two Human is phenomenal. And then he says, also, I'm looking forward to hearing your Game of the Year award winners. Keep up the good work and Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry motherfucking Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy...
Happy fucking holiday.
Happy Yule. Whatever holiday you celebrate. Yes.
Yuletide.
All of you. Yeah. Kairu Jesus. Says, did you forget to tweet again, Wombat? Which I kind of did. But I got it in there 20 minutes after we
Shame
started.
Shame on you.
Or maybe the show will start again in 2010. I don't know. Nope, we're here. We won't be back until 2010 after this week.
10 and 2010.
2000.
Says, I don't know. Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas to you, too. Merry
Touch
Christmas.
It.
Fixer says, hope you guys have a great Christmas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you.
And he says, Wombat, stay away from the nails. So I will do my best.
I don't get it.
That's because you don't read my Twitter.
Not today.
Not yesterday.
I don't read Twitters.
I was reaching into my coffee table. We have a really old style coffee table. It's like it looks like a treasure chest. You guys remember it though, right?
Yeah.
The big one.
Yeah.
And it had a stray rusty nail on the inside of it, and I stuck my hand down into it and jabbed the rusty nail up under my thumbnail.
Ooh.
And so I had to get a tetanus shot today. So, yeah.
If it feels good, do it.
It did not feel good, and I wish I wouldn't have done it.
Sometimes I get halfway through a sentence, and
former President George W. Bush, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
John W. UK says, Merry Christmas to you all. Have a good holiday.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You too.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Eddie Bishop says, and hold on, I have to do this.
No!
Says that that was supposed to be done like Richard Simmons, by the way. Anyhow, Red Dead Redemption looks amazing. You are
Touch
correct.
It
looks fantastic. I can't wait for Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Frustrated Fury says, yo, fellas, congrats on the baby news. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. He says, by the way, also, Killer Wolverine and Wombat need to make time to be on the Evolve Gaming podcast. I demand it. So even when he's tweeting into our show, he's plugging his own.
I want you to be on my team.
So, but no, we definitely for sure. Yeah. And I know that we keep saying that, but I've got a lot of stuff going on right now, and I know K-Dub does too. So as best we can get on there, we will, I promise.
Yeah.
And we don't mind plugging your show. I'm just kidding. Radio PM says, wishing the crew congrats on the pregnancies. Thank you very much. And happy holidays to all the Podcast Nation. Agreed.
Podcast Nation.
Thank you. See you all in 2010. H Dogger says, so, are you going to name the babies after video game characters? And if so, then who? No. On my end.
Nope.
No. Box of Nades says, what are the chances of Infinity Ward changing the no party chat restriction in Modern Warfare 2, at least for when you have a full team? I'd say the chances are slim to not.
I really wish they would do it. I really do.
Right. It would be nice, but I think they're kind of sticking to their guns on it. They put it in there for a specific reason. I think they're kind of sticking to their guns on it, regardless of whether it's silly or not, which I kind of think it is. I think it's silly. REMGS says, how's it going, guys? I should know this, but here is my question. Can I transfer a PS1 game save from a PS1 memory card to my PS3 and then to PSP and use it with a PlayStation Store downloaded PS1 game?
No.
I do not know the answer to that question.
No.
You can't?
No.
Holy crap, I think I just went cross-eyed just listening to that.
I know that.
All right, so apparently the answer is no, and that comes straight from former Commander-in-Chief George W. Bush.
I wouldn't trust what he says, though.
I know that.
Chief James. I don't know if this is supposed to be Chief James, Chief Jamie, Chief Jame. It's Chief J-A-M-E. So,
Chief Jame.
Okay. He says, love the show, guys. Keep up the good work. Thanks. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Dylan MMC says, hey, guys, what's the one game in 2009 you wish you had finished but did not?
You ask the questions, and I'll answer them if you don't mind.
If you've already answered this, my apologies. I are dumb. No, we haven't actually answered that. But mine is Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, you didn't start that, though.
Right. But I wish I would have played it and finished it before the end of the year.
I gotcha.
Is there anything I didn't finish?
Is there anything I didn't finish?
I'd have to say,
Gambus, your list is beyond belief.
My list is,
astronomical.
Yes.
I'd say Ratchet and Clank for me. It's the only one I didn't finish I'd like to have. Or Demon's Souls, which I think that's impossible for me.
Yeah.
There's a lot that I want to finish, but, Red Faction is on top of that list.
Obviously, we have huge differences of opinion.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I haven't finished Red Faction either. That's a good one.
I will just say probably about 80% of my entire gaming history.
I'm nice with that, too.
That mic is way away from your mouth there, Slim.
There, Slim Pickens.
Yeah, I'll just say about 80% of my entire gaming history.
I don't want you to let me down again.
like you let the country down?
I want it done.
Wow. Venom. So moving on, Che Marungo says, what's up? How do you guys feel about spoilers? I don't care about spoilers, but there are people that go crazy to avoid them. Thanks.
I don't like spoilers.
I am one of those people that goes crazy to avoid spoilers. Yeah. I hate spoilers.
I don't like them either.
Yeah.
You do too. You read scripts, Gambus. Don't lie.
The thing is, when it comes to movies, I don't mind spoilers, but I actually mind spoilers more when it comes to gaming.
Yeah, yeah. I hate spoilers of all forms.
Yep. Gosh, how old are you?
I am 28 years old.
I'm from Texas.
MK2 Forever says, hey, MK2 again, one question for you. And then he actually rephrased it, so I'll read his rephrased question. Oh, and you know what? It's actually very similar to the one we just answered. Have you ever suffered from some kind of fanboyism when you were kids and Sonic and Mario were huge rivals? Lie detectors on, which we kind of answered already. I would definitely have considered myself a Nintendo fanboy in the day.
Yes, sir.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was a Nintendo fanboy. Yeah, getting into arguments over who would win in a fight, Mario or Sonic, and I would always say, well, Sonic, the reason why he runs so fast is because he's running away from Mario.
Oh, for wow. God's sakes. Yeah. Those things made me feel ridiculous when I was a kid. I don't really talk about them now.
I was a Street Fighter fanboy when I was a kid, too. Anybody else going to add to that?
I don't really recall. I don't know.
Nah. There wasn't any fanboyism back then. The only thing I got in a fight over was Mortal Kombat because there was no blood.
Yeah.
Blood.
He says, another question. PS3 will push 3D in 2010. What implications do you think this will have in the video game world? Mm. Your opinion on the tech?
Ugh. I don't know. I don't even care at this point. I just want good experiences.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of motion control, flailing my arms in front of the TV, 3D motion, poop out my butt. I don't care.
See,
give me a fun ass game.
I enjoy new tech. I like seeing what new tech brings to the table. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what 3D does. They do with it.
I think it's going to be a number of years before 3D becomes a common thing.
Because you don't have the TV to support it.
Yeah,
I just unplugged myself.
I think maybe about 5 years from now.
There we go.
After seeing the movie Avatar, in my opinion, 3D is the next HD.
It's fuzzy math.
And then he says, one last request, send me all your PSN IDs using Twitter because I never remember them otherwise.
Touch it.
Thanks, people. Yep, sure will.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, by the way, so all you guys know, that was MK2 Forever still. So
okay.
Send him your PSN IDs.
Yeah.
We got an issue in America.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Silpo says,
"Yeah,
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas. Yeah,
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Quick plug for Rage Against the Machine for their UK Christmas number one,
Fuck
Killing
you.
In the Name.
Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me.
And then MK2 Forever swings back in and says, as Frustrated Fury mentioned, congrats for the baby. As a father myself, I can say nothing can prepare you for what's coming.
Touch it.
That's what led you to this.
That's what led you to the fatherhood.
Don't touch it.
Just don't do it again.
So there you go.
Are we tweeted out?
I think we're tweeted out.
But.
So, special thanks to everybody who tweeted us today, who sent their tweets in. Much appreciated. As always, if you're not following us on Twitter, follow us at N4G Podcast.
Yeah.
Also follow us individually at ZTGD.
Yes.
At Killer Wolverine. At Gambus Khan. And at R. Womble, WOMBOLD.
Thank you very much for those kind words.
And also thank you to our special guest, George W. Bush, who, regardless of your political stance, I think we can all agree has some pretty awesome quotes.
Thank you very much for those kind words.
Onward to GambusCon.
This is recycled stuff.
Okay, just want to give a couple shout-outs. Of course, the Evolve Gaming Podcast, NumThumb Gaming Podcast.
And where was this?
The Post Game Report, which I should be the first special guest on their show in the new year to come.
Wow. Congratulations.
And I might also be another special guest on the Pink and Deadly Podcast. So we're currently in talks for that show. So
you're such a whore.
You are truly a gaming ambassador, GambusCon.
Yeah.
You are the ambassador of our show, and yeah. I appreciate. I don't think we tell you enough how much we appreciate your ambassador.
Oh, come on.
Apparently George W. has
apparently George W. does not find you as good an ambassador.
Well, and that's the problem.
It's just that I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, and
my plan sets aside $3.4 trillion for Medicare over the next 10 years.
Okay, and it's like when I listen to, like, other shows, you know, I kind of start forming like a connection, like I kind of like know them.
Yeah.
So I try to want to, you know, network with them and, you know, communicate and talk and,
you know, why, yeah.
It is
why
everybody loves you and so do I.
Oh, geez.
I think. I don't know. I think it's great. I love the fact that on this show we're able to foster relationships with other podcasts. I like sort of having built up a little podcast family of various shows and various journalists.
Right. Touch it.
I appreciate the fact that we have that opportunity.
No doubt.
Yeah, and I want to do it. You know, the whole networking thing, you know, into the new year, you know. Yeah.
Agreed.
Maybe it'll get bigger.
2010 is going to be the bomb.
Yep.
And both Killer Wolverine and the Wombat, you guys need to go to the Evolve Gaming
Podcast.
There's
no doubt.
I know, absolutely.
I really do want to, and I do apologize to Frustrator Fury.
I definitely need to get
I'm not
him.
Blowing him off.
Yes.
Shut up, George. it's you know, it's when my school schedule simmers down. Maybe even as early as next week when I'm caught up and moved on. With
fabulous.
When my life schedule simmers down, we'll see about getting
it. That ain't going to happen anytime soon.
I know.
I'll tell you this. If I don't get it on there by, you know, next week, it'll probably have to be summer, unfortunately, of 2010. So, but I will. I promise. I will.
My goal is to squeeze out some time first part of next year to get off.
Touch it.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't touch it.
All right.
So, and I mean, Gambus already hit them all individually, but a big shout out to all the other podcasts that listen to us and talk about us. And
even if you
that
don't
we
listen
talk
to
about.
Us.
Yeah, even
keep
if you don't.
Keep going strong, brothers
yes.
and sisters.
Keep,
yep.
I'm all about fostering a large community of gaming journalists and podcasters.
There's no
reason for competition and jealousy and bitterness. We should all just be friends with each other.
So. Thank you and good evening.
Happy holidays to everyone out there.
Yes,
listening.
For sure.
Happy holidays to you bitches in here.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Good riddance.
Great New Year. Be safe. Drink a couple for me, but don't drive.
Yes, for sure.
Be safe out there. And I guess I speak for all of us in here when I say rest in peace, Chris Henry.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was
sad. That was a local and national tragedy, but
for a guy getting his life back on track, dying at 26, it's just sucks. So.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Our thoughts and prayers go out with him and his family.
His family.
So.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, so that wraps up the holiday show, the Game of the Year show, the last show for 2009.
Wow, it's a big wrap up.
The year is over.
Yep.
No more
2010. Here we come.
No more of us till 2010.
This is Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Won't be buying half the shit that comes out in 2010.
Yeah, I'm so still January excited. Though, man. Darksiders and Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Ah,
Bayonetta.
What's up? I don't care about that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't say I didn't care about something you said, so shut up.
There's a lot.
What was that?
Hey.
I think you've listened to too many GW quotes today.
I'm looking forward to Tetsunoko versus Capcom.
Oh, yeah, that's January 2, isn't
it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit.
Welcome to January.
You have the month of December to take off, and then January starts right back up.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Thunder.
Yes.
This is a Thunder.
Thunderdome, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
So, GambusCon, this is your absolute last outro for 2009. So, you got to make it a good one.
You better make it a good one.
Okay, here it goes.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. It's me, Mario. Zero Dollar.
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
GambusCon.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
I always
move
being angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.